Blog Talk Radio.
Culture Freedom most definitely is in the house. How y'all doing out there, brothers and sisters? How y'all doing out there, brothers and sisters? Thank y'all for tuning in for another broadcast for Culture Freedom Radio Network. Yes, sir. This is October the 6th of 2023. We are delighted to be in the house with you again right here at Culture Freedom Radio Network. Man, for another great topic of conversation. Oh, yes, sir. And we'd like to thank you, however you listen to the podcast, we'd like to really thank you always for listening in. Whether you're listening in from iHeartRadio, Pandora, peace out there to Pandora, man, when all y'all are tuned in right there on Pandora. Apple Podcasting Store, TuneIn Radio, man, just all of the wonderful podcasting sites that y'all get a chance to listen to the archive show. We really do appreciate you right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network. And let me see here, what site y'all can link up with us and catch us at right there. Basically, on the social media, you can primarily catch us on is like Twitter and follow us right there on Twitter. Well, formerly known as Twitter, I should say. Hell, I don't even remember the new name they got, but I just say Twitter. Yes, sir, indeed. Yes, sir, indeed. But yeah, man, tonight, brothers and sisters, we have a great topic of conversation for you tonight, thought-provoking conversation tonight. And tonight's topic of conversation is, has the black church become a failure to the black community? Let me say that one more time, y'all. Has the black church became a failure to the black community? And let me lay down something right here, right fast. Let me lay down a disclaimer because, you know, Chris, we have some Christian folks that's out there, brothers and sisters in our audience who listen to Culture Freedom Radio, who may be in the religion called Christianity or follow a religion called Christianity. What this is tonight, let me say this here. What this is tonight when we're presenting, this is not something that we're trying to, not tonight. Catch what I'm saying, y'all. we're not trying to beat up on Christianity, and really not so much into getting and telling the brothers and sisters that Christianity, y'all shouldn't be in Christianity, and you shouldn't be following and waiting on Jesus. This is now, know what I'm saying? This show is not for that tonight. That might be another night that we do that. Because I had to say this, man, because, you know, I know people might say, because a lot of us, brother, y'all know that we are what y'all call Old Testament only, which y'all would call Old Testament. We actually call it Tanakh. And so y'all, some people might think that we are just coming in here and want to beat up on Christians. No, that's not what we're doing. So what we are presenting here tonight is, because we're always talking about how can we restore our communities, you know, as so-called Black Americans would not. How can we restore our communities? And if we look at certain institutions that's in our community, the largest, I would say, institutions that we have, or spiritual institutions, whatever it is, that's in our communities is the so-called Black church, right? Is the Black church. And so what we're going to look at tonight by them being the so-called largest institutions in our communities, and majority of our people who's in the spirituality, or what some people may say religion, whatever choice of words you like to use, when we go back and we look in that history itself and how the church was in historical times, right? Through our liberation struggle and our freedom fight and all of this stuff that we was going through, that the church was a very instrumental part of our struggle. But now it seems, and they was a voice of everything that went on in our communities, right? So we're going to touch, that's what we want to point out tonight, because if we're talking about restoring our communities, we need to look at these institutions, basically, like I said, the majority where our people reside. And one of the things I can say again, that's most influential, I gotta slow it down so I can get this word right, y'all. I should have said it at first, and I said I gotta slow it down. The most influential, I think is it, y'all. Help me out. Fill it in the blank. Influential. The most it was an organization with the most influence on so-called Black community, on Black people, so-called Black people, is the church. It does. It has the most influence. And we're going to come, I'm going to come with some stats and everything tonight. And somebody's talking about stats. We're going to come with that tonight. So this is why we're going and looking at this tonight. We're going to go back to ancient times, 1800s, and all of this stuff. We're going to talk about this Black church and has it. I mean, we got to be honest. I've asked Christian pastors, my friends of mine as pastors, this question, and they agreed, and they said yes. They said yes. I need to get them on the show, and so we can bring them on here to talk about it. But that's what we want to get into. I just had to lay down that tonight that we're going to go into and talk about this, brothers and sisters. So, like I said again, I'm not trying to go into talking about why you shouldn't be worshiping Jesus, you shouldn't be going in the damn New Testament, why you shouldn't be Christian. That's not it. Tonight we're talking about this institution that has the most influence on Black people and what we see in our communities, even though we say we have Israelites out there, but they're not the largest organization that have the most influence on our people. The Nation of Islam, they don't. The Moore Science Temple? Yeah. I mean, whatever institution you see, none has the greater influence. And basically buildings that we see in our community, like the Black church, and we go in historical times that all had been the center from the freedom fight to all of this. Hell, I'm going to say it, y'all. I'm going to put this on the line. I'm here to get these brothers in here. Hell, I don't even know if we would have been emancipated. Uh-oh. If it wasn't for so-called preachers and religious leaders, hell, we know the civil rights movement. Because, hell, every goddamn, let me slow down, right? Every basically civil rights leader that you saw were what? Pastors. Can I get amen? Now, I'm telling y'all, look it up. But let me get these brothers in the house right here. Let's get it on tonight, y'all. Has the Black church became a failure to to the black community. We're going to lay it down, y'all, and then we're going to get these lines open. We want y'all to come in as well and comment, but let us lay down the foundation a little bit, and then we want y'all to come on in here and comment and give us y'all thoughts and y'all feelings on this. And y'all can do so at area code 319-527-6068. One more time, that's area code 319-527-6068. And like Don Cornelius says, y'all, let's get it on. Yes, sir. Let me open these lines up for these brothers in the house. Shabbat shalom. Murray David and shalom, shalom to my brother too, brother Alpha Male. Peace, y'all, brothers. Welcome in one more time.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shabbat
yes, sir.
Shalom. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Shabbat
peace,
shalom.
Y'all. Peace to you. Forgive me.
Hey, what's up?
I got a little sign going on.
Hey, I'm going to say Shabbat shalom. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Abarukata Adonai Eloheinu, Malachi Ha'alom. Hamotzi Lakamin Ha'aretz. I've like said the name of Liberation Tabernacle Yah. This is Maurey David Israel. Y'all call me the rabbi. And I would like to give a shout out and thank you to my brother, Maurey Ariya Israel. I'm going to just come in. I'm going to say y'all about to get some reality check. Like Judge Hatchett said, you're about to get a reality check tonight. You remember that show, Judge Hatchett?
Yes,
she always tell them out of control teams, you won't get a reality check tonight. Well, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all about to get a reality check. Anybody still in the Christian church? You still up in the Nation of Islam? You still in the mosque? You still up in these organizations like that? Man, y'all got to get out. Y'all got to get out. I ain't disrespecting y'all, but I'm just saying, it ain't like it used to be. That's something I want to put out there. You know, that's something I wanted to put out there for you. Now, when you getting into especially the Christian church, right, there used to be a time, and I'm just putting it out there because I come from the South. Maurey, RBI Israel, he come from the South too. There used to be a time, I don't know if y'all remember, maybe y'all did, maybe y'all did, where the church used to actually, when people would graduate, people would go on to do good things that like, they used to give them stuff. They would give them gifts. They would help out you go off to college, they'll give you some money. You know, there used to be a time to where when you really needed when you was homeless, you ain't had nowhere to go, the church would give you somewhere to go. I'm going to put something out there for y'all. I done been homeless before. I done been down and out. When I needed some help, I went to Christian ministries, no help at all, no damn help at all. So I'm just putting that out there. The church ain't like it used to be. It ain't like it used to be. You know, these new Christian pastors, Creflo Dollar, you want a plane. T.D. Jakes, want a plane. Jesse the Planners, want a plane. But what the hell are you giving to the congregation? I'm going to put something out there for y'all. Joel Osteen always talking about God is this and God is that. You know, the blessings and all that. You know, Joel Osteen, country ass. You know, he's a wealth in this story and all that. But I'm going to tell you something. They had a flood. They had a big old hurricane in Texas. Joel Osteen Catholic was the only church that would not let people in there to sleep during that hurricane. That's all I got to say. Church ain't God and Jesus, you know, whoever y'all call on. I want to know what he would done. Would he have helped out anybody? Would he have did what he did? Close the door? Because, like I said, man, it seemed to me that the pastor, all he worried about now is how he doing. He don't care about what nobody else doing. So that's all I got to say. I'm going to let Brother Alpha Male come in here. And like I said, Brother Alpha Male, you know, he know what I'm talking about. Maure Ari, yeah, you from the South, you know what I'm talking about. The pastor used to act, at least pretend to help, but they don't no more. I don't know what's gotten into them, but Reverend Gitmo ain't helping nobody out.
But our brother Alpha Male, he'll be in momentarily. He'll be in here momentarily. So, yes, sir. So he will be in the house. Yes, sir. Let me see here. I got so many things I want to start with. First, and like I said, a reason that this topic of conversation came out, we're bringing this out because, again, and as they would say, there has seemed to be a change, a shift in the activities of the church and dealing with the so-called Black community. And when we look at, like I said, with all the things that's going on today in our society, with all the high rate of crime, the murdering and killing and hell, the single parent household and all of these type of things that's really happening. And like I said, again, in the arena we bring this out, because now we could easily did one talking about the Hebrew Israelites, but be honest, y'all, how many, again, we're going right now. Hell, we probably do a show on them. We're going to probably do a show on them later. But right now we're talking about, like I said, again, the largest influential institution that's in the Black community, and that is the Christian church. And going back, because how the Christian church was very, very much the fabric of the Black community, and it spoke out on so many issues, dealt with so many issues that was plaguing anything that's in the community. Not just had to be a bad thing, but just every function in the community. So tonight, I want to get in here. Let's go into some history right fast, because we're going to talk about how it used to be, and then we're going to move forward to some things now. Now, I have a couple of African-American history books here before me. I'm trying to see now which way I start. I got so much stuff. I'm trying to see which way to go. let me see. Okay, here we go. Here's one article I just want to deal with briefly. It's talk about, you know, going back to, do I want to deal with that one? No, I'm going to hold up on that one. I got so much stuff here to go. Now, going back, I want to read something, because we talk about the most, since I said most largest influential. Now, here's from Pew's Research.org, and it's an article talking about five facts about the religious lives of African Americans. And I'm going to drop down here because I want to get to the stats a little bit first. It says roughly in 8 to 10, which is 79% of African Americans, self-identify as Christians, as do 7 in 10 whites, and 70% of Latinos, according to the Pew Research Center. Now, this thing was done about 2014 when that Litali, I guess, came about. It says the religious landscape study. It says most Black Christians and about half of all African Americans, 53%, are associated with historically Black Protestant churches, according to the study. Smallest shares of African Americans identify as Evangelical Protestantism, 14%, Catholicism, 5%, mainstream Protestantism, 4%, then it's like 2% Islam. But I want to drop back up to appear. It says religion, primarily Christianity, has played an outsized role in African-American history. I agree. It says while most Africans brought to the New World to be slaves were not Christians when they arrived, many of them and their descendants embraced Christianity, finding comfort in the biblical messages of spiritual equality and deliverance. In the post-Civil War America, a beacon of black churches played a key role in strengthening African American communities and providing key support in the civil rights movement. And that's truly indeed. And I'm going to jump off of that one. I want to go to this African American history book. And here's something that I was talking about earlier. And this book is talking about here. It says, let me see. It says black institutions that had appeared during the revolutionary era became stronger, more numerous, and more variant. This is the result of growing black population, the effect of the African-Americans elite, the persistence of racial exclusion and separation. Black institutions included schools, moral aid organizations, benevolent and fraternal societies, self-improvement and temperance association, literary groups, newspaper, journals, theaters. But aside from the family, the most important community institution remained the church. So the black church buildings were community centers. Now, here it is, y'all, it truly were. It was the community centers. It says they housed schools. Talk about the church. They housed schools and were meeting places for a variety of organizations. Anti-slavery societies often met in churches, and the churches harbored fugitive slaves. They went hand in hand with the community leadership black ministers provided. They began schools and various volunteer associations. They spoke against slavery, racial oppression, and what they considered weakness amongst African Americans. So we see, man, that the church, again, as they were saying, they provided schools, and they had out, as they said, harbored fugitive slaves, as they say, runaway slaves. But like I said, the church, man, was very instrumental. Like I said, it would just peep out going back to the civil rights movement here in America. And how, again, like I was saying, all of these guys that you've seen that was in that, even Southern Christian Coalition. I think it's a coalition. I forget it, y'all, off top what Dr. King was a part of. But all of those guys was ministers. All of these people were ministers that was heading. And you even think about the revolution, our revolutionary brother, what they call him, y'all, the Reverend Nat Turner. Even with going with Nat Turner. But I'm going to read something here. Let's talk about the African and Methodist Episcopalian Church, and I get dated, kind of touch on Brother Richard Allen, if you don't mind. It says, strong black institutions were critical to the development of free black communities in the first half of the 19th century. Such institutions provided the service and support necessary to bind growing black populations together. They were practically expressions of the desire of free blacks to improve themselves, to support the less fortunate members of their society, and to forge a community or communal identity. The African Methodist Episcopalian, that was AME Church, was one of such institutions, boasting congregations for more than 2,000 members in Philadelphia and New York. It said the AME Church was a powerful force in African American lives. It supported black education, as Dave was talking about earlier. It offered aid to the poor and gave African Americans a place to come together to talk about their collective challenges and to work toward a better future. Now, that was the church, the old church we're talking about, going back in the 1700s, 1800s, y'all. This is the African Methodist Richard Allen, and even Frederick Douglass back going in the 1800s. Some even said Frederick Douglass was a minister who was actually very instrumental in the abolitionist movement. But I just touched on that part right there. But so, brothers, what I'm getting to again, So we have these churches, again, brothers and sisters, even coming with talking about emancipation, fighting for slavery, fighting for equal justice and rights and all of these type of things, education. We had the church who were there pushing for these things. Now the church, what we see, are basically silent on a lot of things that's going on. We see that, we see this great movement. I say this great disgraceful movement. It's great to them, but it's disgraceful to us, a lot of us. This homosexual movement, yeah, I said it, this homosexual movement that's running rapid through America. Now, I'm just, but primarily we're going to just deal with in the school system just targeting our youth. Our youth, because our good sister Whitney Houston said, man, our children are the future, right? That's what she said, and our children are the future. Teach them and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty that they possess inside. Now, but they want to teach our children that they homosexuals inside. Uh-huh. That's what they want to teach our children. But we know, and we should know, and like as people, like we said, our brothers and sisters who grew up very spiritual, hell, that was a no-no, y'all. That's a no-no to be bringing into the homes, into the minds of our children, not alone just the children, but hell, adults and anybody. But now the church are silent on these things. Now that was a that was a sin. Some people say it was a taboo. But hell, you know, according to the church, according to the Bible, that was a sin. But the church is so silent on it now. Why? Is it like Deion Sanders said, y'all? It must be the money that's turning them on. It must be the money that's turning them on. Why a lot of them real silent? Our good brother, Brother V. Now I need to find it. He said, yeah, my brother. He had said it the other day too. If you don't mind me saying, like a lot of these things we talk about this church, and a lot of it is because a lot of this damn 501c3 don't bite the hand that feeds you. Y'all remember that? Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Now this 501c3 thing has got a lot of these people handicapped, got them muffled. Why a lot of these churches won't say a damn thing? Let me see here. Here we go. My brother said as well, Brother V. Peace to you, Brother V. These black churches was the center, as we read earlier, black church was the center of our community. And now it's a social space to raise funds for preachers, gossip, and manipulation, and et cetera. I think it's the government 501c3 that began the downfall of the black church. Peace to my brother for that comment. I totally agree. It's like, again, it's the money, y'all. They have handicapped and muffled a lot of them because, like, they are scared, they're afraid to say certain things because, again, they said they're scared they're going to lose their funding. But I thought now your members that you have was your funding. So evidently, all of your money just don't come from your congregation then. Because y'all go, I go back to take y'all back to COVID when the churches were basically closed down for COVID. A lot of churches were getting that PPE money or PPP money, whatever the hell they call it, y'all. They was getting that money from the government because a lot of people wouldn't come to church, so a lot of tithes and offering wasn't coming in, so they needed something, as they would say, to sustain themselves. So they was getting money from their daddy, the government, which they would say, if y'all even know it, and I'm going to take y'all to the gospel a little bit, Jesus would have been against this Roman and Greco-Roman government that was anti-God. Now, that's what Jesus would have did, wasn't it? Now, he wasn't coming to teach, talk about joining the Roman army and things of that nature. He would have been teaching against what we're seeing. And, yeah, and y'all know I'm not no Christian. I don't really get into that Jesus. But tonight, since we talk about the church, I guess I can throw back on my old church clothes and talk tonight about Jesus, right? Can I do that for y'all? But yeah, it seriously, and I want to read one more thing. I'm going to let Dave come on back and read a couple of things. There's another article a little bit I throw in here from a brother, still coming from Pew's, PewPerspective.com, and this one was talking about, this is a pastor. It says, why the black church continue to fail? Again, y'all ain't just hearing from Brother Dave or Brother Alpha Mayor and Brother Moray, like we just talking against the church, y'all. No, This is from a bishop right here, this article. It says the following column was written by Bishop John Reed of Reed John Reed Ministries, and he was talking about some things here. And he says, this blog was not meant to condemn the church, however. This is meant to be an awakening call to the black church as we know it in America. And primarily, this is what this show is too, y'all. This is what this show is about. It's like I said, it's not to condemn, but like I said, it is awakening because they in there. I mean, we're not, I'm just going to say for me. I ain't telling you. Y'all can listen and you can listen to the tabernacle, what we teach. But tonight is not telling you to get the hell out of church. Y'all got to do that on your own. But, you know, we're talking about since y'all exist amongst us in the community and y'all were the instrumental, the focal point was for everything. We're telling you, look, we have a greater job to do in cleaning up our communities. We can debate about the Jesus story and all that a little later on. But right now, we have a bigger, as they say, a bigger fish to fry right now dealing with our communities. And y'all and the pastors, these pastors have the great voice, the bigger voice that can be vocal to change a lot of stuff. Right? They talk about the damn rappers and all these entertainers. No, these Christian pastors that's in our communities has the voice. They have the ears to the people, like almost like Paul said, itching ears. They talk about in one of the Paul's letter, itching ears. They have the ears of the people. They have the attention of the people. So if it is, they can say some things to change a lot of this if they only would do it. Like a quick word about like Creflo Dollar and crap teaching about some damn prosperity preaching. But that's another other thing. But let me get down, Freedom, get down here. But he was talking about how he said the following are some of the reasons for the decline and failure of the church to effectively reach today's 20th century culture. He says, number one is that we are getting older. If you take the time to look over today's congregation, they are much older. During the pandemic and over the past 2 years, 1 in 8 churches in many areas have failed or closed. Many older attendants are not computer illiterate and are knowledgeable regarding attending online services. But this, I shouldn't read that. That's a different thing. But he said, moreover, we have many earnestly effects to reach our youth. He said the average age of many consenting church members and leaders are over 40. The hearts of the healthy church should be young families with children and those who are able-bodied to support. I should have left that one out, but let me get to this one. It says, we are losing the culture war. Yeah, here we go. The congregations has not only changed, but our culture has changed. The majority of our families today are headed by single parents, and most of them being women. Not only are more homes headed by women, but there are more blended households where there are children from multiple fathers and fathers with children by multiple women. There is an urgent need to minister to the people facing these pressing lifestyles. We have allowed the media to have more influence than the message of the gospel. Now, there's a pastor said it is the gospel. Y'all know I ain't with the gospel, but I see what he mean on this one, though. Let me go back to that one again. He says the church, have allowed the media to have more of an influence than the gospel. Now, I'm going to stop with that one. And I remember, and I'll come back later about the dating stuff come through. I remember Farrakhan even said that. Donald Minister Louis Farrakhan even made a statement like that one, but he was saying, he didn't say the church though. He was talking about how society have more of an influence on our children than we do as parents. I don't mean everybody, y'all. Don't get twisted with that. But he was just saying society can, I'm gonna say it like, can have more of an influence on your child than you do. Because if you talk about home training, yeah, you can get them all the home training and you can try to rear them to the best of your ability, but sometimes that damn outside influence is just a strong thing. But anyway, another subject. But the church, brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters in the church, y'all got to do more than just sit around, and you got to come back to the prominence some kind of way. Now, I ain't talking about just teaching people the gospel, but I'm talking about get more involved. Now, there are some things that people did, some churches. I don't know if they're going to do it tomorrow, but there's a church not too far from here. I don't know if it's every Saturday. It's just some Saturdays I go through there. They give out food. They have food they give out to the communities. And which that's what we talk about. That's a great thing. Now, I know during some part of the pandemic, the churches were, again, they were very influential in doing that. They were a great tool for handing out food during the pandemic, you know, when a lot of people were not being able to work and a lot of things. So there are some churches just doing that. And there are some churches that's own a lot of homeless shelters. I know for one, I hate to even put it out because I don't like to talk about, you know, some things we do. But even my wife and I, when we did do some our food thing, take to homeless shelter, feed. That's where we go. It's a homeless shelter that's owned by a Christian ministry. And they help people out, you know. So there's a lot of Christian, these homeless shelters that are owned by, you know, Christian churches. See, now, we want to just knock them, but we can say, well, shit. And they want to knock us as Hebrews or hell, the Nation of Islam. They can say, well, hell, at least we got homeless shelters. We do have homeless shelters. We got this. Y'all want to beat up on the church? Y'all ain't even got no, y'all don't, where y'all homeless shelters at? Conscious community, where y'all homeless shelters, where y'all have built the places to help the homeless people at? Where are y'all food drives and, you know, food banks at? So, because Israelites, y'all always talk about, you know, y'all want to talk about when a church get to saying and talk about tithes and offering, y'all say, well, tithes and offering was actually food. So where are y'all food banks at to feed the family? See, it can turn back on us. So that's why I say we got to be careful now, Israel, and whoever else, when y'all want to bang sometime on them, because a lot of things they do have that we ain't got, that we don't have. So you got to be careful when you're throwing stones sometime. So that's why I've said there's some things that we could do shows on Israel and Israelites too, but this ain't the show tonight. So, but they do have a lot of things that do help people. We're just saying, like, not a things now. It's like when all this crime and shit, where are you at, pastors? Y'all want to talk about Dr. King and mention Dr. King and what he did in the freedom struggle. But where the hell some of y'all at today? Where y'all at today? Besides begging for damn money. Like Dave was talking about Creflo Dollar, begging for damn jet plane. You know, where y'all at in this, man? A lot of people still see that there's a greater need in this struggle for, equality. Not no goddamn homosexual equality. Not no equality like that, y'all. You know, and equal, you know, equal rights or, you know, whatever, you know, what's going on today. A lot of people see that there's still a greater need. What's some of these pastors at on this? Where they at? There's a lot of things that's happening. Pastors, where y'all at? See, y'all, even you going into your gospel, man, your gospel just ain't telling you about, just preach about Jesus saving, coming to save you from your sins, which we're going to get into that tonight. But what was he doing? He was teaching, as y'all gospel was teaching you about him fighting against unrighteousness, fighting against, speaking against those, how people were using those, the poor. He said, there will be poor people amongst you always, but they'll be great in the kingdom. But they will be the greatest in the kingdom. But it sure in the hell don't seem like it. Y'all not teaching it. And then, like, I was reading some article earlier, one, too, and it's like even going back, we even go back to think about this, that nowadays you don't hear these churches. You know, we kind of grew up, man, they had that fine brimstone preaching. Boy, everything, you were going to hell if you did. You jaywalk, you were going to hell. Now, I know some of it was excessive, though. Something was excessive. Like I said, you jaywalk, you thought you were going to go to hell. But it was a lot of things that we didn't have that was going on because people thought about it. And it was like, again, I remember when I was in this school of Islam and it was a Jumu'ah service and the imam had said, he was teaching us about being God conscious, about being God conscious. And the meaning that everything, when you get ready to do something, you got to think about, is it pleasing to the Most High? Am I, what I'm doing, is it right by the Most High? And sometimes, you know what, I still have that in my mind a lot of times, that God conscious. And it's just like it's a conscious. And y'all, it ain't even got to, y'all might not call it God, but it's just like that thing about like, hey, man, you know you ain't supposed to be doing that. You know, hey. It's like the little thing they talking about, the good angel and the bad angel on your shoulder. That thing, hey, yeah, you know you finna mess up, don't you? You know that ain't right, but you finna, I see you think about it. I see you even thinking about it. You know that ain't right now. And I like, I better not do that one. Instead of God, that's my thing, y'all. That's my God conscious. But like I said, we have to be God conscious. So a lot of things we wouldn't have, there wasn't things that wouldn't be, I'm not saying people won't do it, but a lot of things that wouldn't be done if we still had, like that the pastor was saying, people that they don't teach on repentance no more, basically teaching on repentance in the church no more. Everything is about what you need to obtain. Ask God to help you get financial wealth. It's about you obtaining finances and all of this type of stuff. But it ain't about you, how you try to treat your neighbor. It ain't about, they always tell you, turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor so-and-so, but hell, they ain't telling you how to turn to your neighbor and treat your neighbor right, though. How to treat your neighbor fair and have love for your neighbor, true love, not that bull crap love. Not that love and hip-hop love. So we got to get back to the true essence of these teachers, man, and get our people back right. So churches, yeah, hell yeah, they failing. Yeah, they failing. But come on in, Dave. Come on in here, man. I'm talking to you.
I'm here. Hey, something you was just saying about the imam and, you know, how the imam during the Jumu'ah service, you were talking about the God conscious. Mm-hmm. Let me put something there, too. Yeah. When you are looking at even with Islam, you know, there used to be a time where, you know, when you would look at Nation of Islam, and, you know, we could beat up on the Christians all day, you know. But there used to be a time where even the Nation of Islam would clean brothers and sisters up. Nation of Islam would. But, you know, I don't see that no more. I don't, you know, you were speaking about Farrakhan and, yeah, you know, there was even time when Nation of Islam would help brothers out. They would get the brothers' suits and, you know, they would, you know, clean the brothers up and teach them certain things about manhood, you know, FOI class. You don't see that no more. You know, and so, you know, we can, you know, even with the Christian churches, you know, they ain't the only ones, you know, that ain't, you know, really reaching out to black people anymore. But even with the black Muslims, they're not doing it either. They're not either. You know, it's kind of a shame, you know. And like you were saying, with a lot of Israelites, you know, beating up on the Christians, you know, we don't see too many Israelite shelters, like you were saying earlier. You know, but, you know, even with, you know, with that, you know, the Messianic Israelites, they replaced Christianity for black people.
Damn.
I'm going to put that out there for you. So, when we're looking at Messianic Israelites replacing Christianity for black people, you know, when we're looking at GOCC, you know, we're looking at ISUPK. You know, only messianic camp that I will say that's actually taking brothers and sisters in, I hate to give them credit, but Pastor Charles Dowell, straightway. That's about the only messianic camp that I see that's actually building brothers somewhere to live, giving them a job, you know. Pastor Dowell that I see doing that. Everybody else? No, I don't see it. So, you know, he's pushing interracial marriages. But at the end of the day, he's giving brothers somewhere to live. Your Israelite homeless need somewhere to go. He'll give you a place on his land to stay at. You know? He'll build you a cabin. Teach you how to farm. Teach you how to catch your own meat. You know? We need more brothers and sisters like that. You know, I know Pastor Dowell, I know he has his ups and downs. I know he has, you know, so many flaws, but at the end of the day, you know, we need more brothers like that to actually bring about a change. If Christianity is wrong, supposedly, you know, your Yeshua is supposed to be the way to go. Tell Yeshua to teach some of these brothers and sisters how to build. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I was homeless, we had Israelite brothers all the time, messianic brothers. You know, a lot of brothers don't know who they are. That's why they fucked up. Oh, for real? But when I was homeless, I knew I was an Israelite. That ain't mean shit. I knew other homeless Israelite brothers and sisters. I was like, well, what the fuck is this? You know, I'm being serious. I was homeless with more size temple members. Ain't that strange? I met Muslim brothers that was homeless also. I say, ain't this some shit? Islam should clean you up, but you damn homeless. Ain't that some shit? So, hell, I met a couple of brothers, homeless rosters. I said, damn. Why ain't Jah doing shit for you? Huh. So that's why I say, man, these black organizations, they push that, well, you don't know who you are. Y'all ain't calling on the right name. Well, what the hell are you calling on? Huh. That's all I got to say. Matter of fact, I'm going to put something out there to you. I'll put something out there to you. Now, listen at this, Moray REI. Listen at this. I know they say the conscience community say we ain't woke. We ain't right. But listen at this. It's Sarnetta homeless. Because this nigga, I'm going to tell you something. I ain't putting nothing on Sarnetta. But this nigga ain't from what I'm seeing, this brother don't be doing the HOK couch. I don't see too many people sitting on it, teaching on it no more. It look like this nigga teaching out of a hotel room. I don't know. More R.E.I. I ain't, you know, saw nothing. I ain't put nothing on you. But I don't know. This brother be up there looking like he teaching out of a hotel room. I'm just saying, I don't know where he teaching at, but I don't see this brother, you know, have the little HOK thing no more. Shit. Yeah, I'm just saying. Some of them brothers in there, even with Umar Johnson, he's supposed to be so conscious of having all that stuff, but every time I see Umar Johnson always hanging on the playground, recording this thing, come up the donation, push the donation button. Where's Umar Johnson house at? He got so much knowledge. Where's his house at? He always seen me in the car, running his mouth by the school. Huh. That's why I said, man, conscious community. Messianic Israelites, y'all the new Christian church. We want to beat up on Christians so much. What they doing, sound like y'all might be the new Christian church. Yeah, that's all I got to say. Well, more R.E.I., some of those people don't seem to be doing as good as what they say with all that knowledge. You know, so, Maury, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know I'm telling the truth. You want to be honest with you? I think Umar Johnson he might not have all the good knowledge like he said. Cause, like I said, you know, none of them brothers be seem to be doing good like they say. None of them brothers, if they doing so good, they shouldn't be begging all the time. They sounding like the new Christian pastor. They might be the new Christian pastor. They beat up on the Christians so much. They seem not to be doing too good themselves. You know, so yeah. That's all I got to say, you know. The conscious community might be the new Christian church.
But some of them don't teach. They debate. That's a difference. They're not teaching the damn thing. They too busy arguing what they call debate. It ain't getting nobody no goddamn well. More separation. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to throw in something right fast with this one right here. Now, going back to this African-American history book, a couple of pages in here, African-American cultures, which is called this chapter. It says, religion is a powerful force in many people's lives. Religion guides how people act, what they do, and how they think. Now, it's like here it says, for many white Southerners, religion was even seen as the way to justify slavery, and which they did. They did go try to do that. It says African American churches, although white slave owners prohibited slaves from practicing any Christian religion, they also did not want black people worshiping in their churches. Now, that's the early form, you know, in America. I'm just skipping through some of these articles to get to some highlighted, some long articles. Skipping through some highlighted parts. We just talk about how black people were denied into white churches and stuff, and then it goes into here talking about Richard Allen. It says, eventually black churches and other denominations were established in the North as well as the South. The largest such church was the African Methodist Episcopalian, AME Church, grew out of a church founded by Richard Allen in 1787. Allen and other members grew along with their congregations, it would form the core of important black freedom efforts. Notice I put this here, freedom effort. The AME was the first of many churches formed to deal with the spiritual needs of the African-American community. Today, there are many such churches. These black churches, as they are called, are usually Protestant Christians and spend much of their time and energy dealing with social issues that affect black people. Notice that. Now, let me go back again. It says, going back to that, it said these black churches, not the ones today, though, these black churches, as they were called, are usually Protestant Christians that spend much of their time and energy dealing with social issues that affect black people. So do we see a lot of these churches today doing these type of things that Richard Allen and the founders of those churches at that time were doing, right? Because, again, they was involved in a lot of things. There's so much stuff that's going on today, again, that these churches that we have on down there, 4 and 5 churches on every corner, hell, and all up and down our streets. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Churches right next door to each other. I mean, right next door to each other. But you look at the crime rate in our communities, how it's so much high crime in those areas. I mean, how is it, though? How is it these so-called religious centers that are supposed to be teaching, as they say, teaching about righteousness and, you know, and stuff of this nature, how is it that so much so-called sinful stuff is going on in these doggone communities? Something wrong somewhere. Somebody's not speaking to the ills that's going on in the communities and not addressing the things that really need to be addressed. Was this mental problems, mental illness? Some people saying a lot of people got mental illness. Hell, they ain't speaking of that. Something is being missed here. Somehow, some way. Motivated our people to start businesses and all these type of things. Something is missing. Some key elements are missing from the messages of today. And I'm going to throw in here. Y'all know y'all heard me say this all the time. Talking about even the Israelite community, that we see a lot of these messianic. Hell, they ain't just the messianic. No, I'm just going to say so-called the black Israelite movement. I'm going to say it, and I know they say it as a misnomer. Always talking about some goddamn, we in captivity, we in slavery. I told you that witchcraft again. Always talking about some goddamn slavery. Okay, we understand a lot of things that's going on, oppression. But damn it, you got to explain to me, like, people, what's the saying they got down, young folk be saying, make it make sense. Make it make sense to me. How in the hell you in 2023, you running around here just moping and complaining with somebody ain't doing this, somebody doing this to you, somebody pressing you. But we talk about them people. We always, go back again. Talk about Tulsa, Oklahoma, Rosewood. We had thriving black communities, I mean, in the heart, as they say, y'all, in the thickets in the country, y'all, you say it, in the thickets of goddamn racism and segregation, that thrived doing segregation and racism when the Klan was going out, really showing up, cutting up against black people. But they were thriving. And you running around here, sitting your ass around here today, crying, talking about you in slavery, you being oppressed. You need to shut your – let me calm down. Shut up with that bull crap, man. I get sick of that shit. Teach your people, man, how to thrive. Continue. We understand. You can't learn how to fight on many different fronts. They did it. What's wrong with your ass today? How come you can't? You crying around here. You have more opportunities today than they ever would have. And you sitting your ass around here crying, talking about what somebody doing to you. What somebody's doing to you. It really ain't nobody even thinking about your black ass, be honest. I'm just be honest. Ain't nobody even thinking about your right glass. You keeping yourself, goddammit, oppressed. That's what you're doing. You oppress your own damn self. I've been reading something earlier talking about your higher self, lower self. Some of y'all, your own goddamn devil. Let me say it again. Some of you, you're your own damn devil that's oppressing yourself. You're stopping your own self from progressing. So, I mean, come on now. You got to get it right, brothers and sisters. Quit all that bull crap out. When these brothers and sisters, we talk about the earlier Christian community, how they were, they knew they was being oppressed. They knew that. And like I said again, when they wanted to have a spiritual center, and wasn't nobody teaching problem to Islam, wasn't nobody teaching them at that time, you know, the Israelite, talking about you Hebrews or you Israelites. Only thing they had at that time that was put before them was Christianity. So, you know, they had the churches they was trying to teach. And, you know, white folk, like, wouldn't even let them come to their congregation. But what did it do? Did that stop them? No, they started, like I said, Richard Allen and all of them built their own congregations, had their own congregation and still built it. See, these folks just didn't sit around and cry and whine and bullshit like some of us doing today. They did something about it. They took their spiritual, they took their spirituality serious. They took it serious. It's just like going back, y'all going into what the book of James said. It's like they put actions. They put in some work. They just didn't have some, I got faith. They put work. They put in some works. See, y'all listen to Paul with that bull crap. Faith without work. Well, you can't have no works. Just have faith. Hell no. You got to have some works. So churches, it's cool. You can have faith and you can, you got, but you got to put in some work. You got work to do. Our communities, man, are falling a damn apart out here. It's sad what's going on. It's
Hey, Maureen, I hate to interrupt you.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Something you were just saying earlier about churches being next to each other and shit. You were saying how there's churches that's me right next door to each other, up and down the street, and the crime's not going down.
Right next door.
You know, in Virginia, right, where I'm at in Virginia, after COVID-19, you know, so many churches was, I'm being serious, so many churches had to sell. There was churches beat inside of in Virginia. I don't know about in Memphis, but I'm saying in Virginia, there's synagogues that meet in synagogues. I'm being serious. There's churches that meet within synagogues. I'm being serious. There's a church that is right down the street from me. You know, I'm thinking it's like, okay, it's an old church, right? But I was talking to somebody who happened to go there, they was like, we got like, ever since COVID, God said, you know, there's 8 different churches that rent from us to have service out of. I was like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. I'm being serious. At the COVID, churches was closed down, buildings. I'm talking about buildings. And there's churches. I'm talking about churches are actually meeting out of other churches.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I don't know what it is, but in Virginia, churches ain't, like I said, churches ain't, a lot of these religious organizations, if they ain't, I don't know if they ain't got no good connection with God or what it might be, but hell, God ain't giving them nothing, cause they gotta go to other churches to meet out of. Yeah, that's all I got to say.
Well, I do. I see that somewhat here. In this city too.
I don't know what it is, but after COVID, Virginia,
yeah,
churches is in other churches. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, just personally for me, do I see anything wrong with that? I would personally say I don't see anything wrong with it. Why? Because still, again, you got to understand, some what churches actually do run as a, well, religious centers do run as a business as well. And then you got to understand, a lot of this to have a building is a lot, it costs a lot of money. I mean, it depends on how big your operation is, your membership, but still, you got to remember, you got to pay light bill. You got to pay light bill and all these other expenses as well, too.
Hey,
buying the building.
No, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say.
I know you said they meet inside of other like a congregation meeting in another one. That's what I'm speaking on that one. But see, that's why I said I don't see nothing wrong with it. Because I'm gonna show you something while I'm saying this. If you have a building, go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is, God, if y'all all if they all practice Christianity, why don't they just have? How come they just can't all come together on Christ's teaching?
Well, yeah,
they just have one big damn church.
Yeah, but that's a problem. Yeah, now that is a problem. But that's like, but bro, we can do the same thing again. We see a lot of stuff with us as Israel. Same situation.
Yeah,
it's doctrine. People, different doctrines. But I'm just going to speak to the part about sharing buildings. If you have a building, and that space is open, y'all already had y'all service, the building finna be shut down. Okay, we actually, if my congregation is coming over there, we actually helping y'all pay y'all bill. You know, we paying you rent or whatever to use this space. That's helping, you know, helping you as well. It's like, you know, it's like what people like almost say, man, a community, a group of people coming together, you know, to like shit. I'm trying to put this together how I'm saying it, y'all, but I'm rambling. You know, people be messing with the Hispanic community. I say to them, man, it's 10 or 12 people standing in that damn one house, but they all coming as a collective. They all coming together, putting their money together to pay rent, you know, buying groceries and this, that, until they better get their own. So some congregations probably start off like that. You know, they maybe rent or pay somebody else for that space until they be able to get their own. I see it as a good thing, though, you know, far as financial, because, I'm not going to throw, say, God in there, because, hell, we still got to be practical, man. We still, come on now. God ain't throwing no money out of no sky. We still got to be real with this thing, man. Is we got to do things ourselves, and God give you the intelligence to learn it. So I don't really see that as a problem, as a bad thing. I know they probably have different doctors, but there's a Hispanic. It was in one church I'm talking about. They have two different locations. I think they let the Hispanic population, they use their church down the street while they be up the street at another, because they don't use this. The one church, they don't even really use it. So they let the Hispanics use it, you know, their facility. So I don't see it as a bad thing, because, hell, it actually helped. You know, it don't put strain on just your members, the members only. If y'all, you know, y'all sit church there sitting there dormant, nobody there, hell, why not? You know what I mean? Because, like you said, despite our doctrine, we are all not saying that we there to praise the Most High. And if it's for a good thing, hell, it ain't like, okay, I might rent the mud out to the damn Satanists or something. Now, that's a totally different damn situation right there. You know, that's a totally different situation. But, yeah, I don't see this as a bad thing. Oh, and one thing, going back, I was talking about something about the children. It was an elderly lady today. It's an elderly white lady. I always be talking to me all the time. Sometimes she'll see me every now and then, about every 2 weeks on my garbage route. She'll talk, and she'll be talking about the Bible. She's a Christian lady. But she'd actually be calling me her pastor. Pastor, I'm glad to see you, and this, that, and another. You know, she'd be having a conversation, but she was telling me today, because I'm going back to something again, we're talking about sin, but whatever. Now, and this is show you how crazy this society is. Now, they're pushing children to learn LGBT stuff in the schools, right? They're pushing all that. They allow that to be taught in the school, or they're wanting this stuff to be loud in the school. So the lady was telling me this young child, I don't know how old he were, but say he went to school, and she said he dropped the F-bomb. He said the F-word in school. And they suspended that child for the remainder of the school year just for using the F-word in school. Yeah. Suspended this child for the rest of the year just for using the F-word in school. I don't know. She didn't say he cursed nobody out or nothing, but because, you know, this place here, I don't know, you know, where they live at. Gated community is nice, upscale community. But she said, I don't even know how old the child was. I didn't ask that part. But she said she talked to him, and, you know, it's like the older lady, she's 90-something, about 94 years old. She said, I had to talk to him. I had to pray that spirit out of him. She said, I even had to use that F word to let him see it. He said, when I said the F word, he looked at me like he know, like I said something wrong. But she said, I had to tell him, get that out of your mouth. Get that out of you. Get that spirit out of you. But anyway, she was just talking on a spiritual level. But I was like that. And she said, that just really got me throwed off. Threw the child out of school. She's understanding about him saying the word. But she said, I am so highly pissed off at this. I was like, damn. I said, that is crazy. I said, all this other stuff, they're permitting to be carried on in the school. But they throw the child out because he used the F word. Now, only thing you got to do is just speak to the child and correct that. But let's talk to the child, you know, get with the parent, and let's correct that behavior. That's not anything that warrants you to throw a child out of school. Now, if y'all so high on education, educating, you throw a child out, it show you how ignorant ignorant that these so-called educators are with they dumbass. You would think that's the time now that you're really supposed to educate and tell the child about using that word. Educate them on, you know, using that word. That's when you educate. But no, you expel the child from school for the whole freaking goddamn year. Now, what good is that going to do? What purpose that serve? But no, but you're going to tell a young boy he need to come put on a damn dress. You can tell a little girl that you need to walk around here looking like Van Range. You know what I'm saying? Not Holiday Hard now. Hell no. I'm talking about the actual Van Range. You can walk. You know, it's show y'all how sick this stuff is, man. How sick this goddamn society truly is now. And so, like I said, if we're a spiritual house, I don't give a damn what kind of spiritual house we are. We all goddamn it got work to do, man. We all have work.
You know what, too? What you just saying about the lot of these ladies walking around here, the girls and the boys in school, how fucked up they is. You know, it's crazy because they'll suspend and expel these kids for, like you were saying, for saying the little F-bomb or whatever it is. But do you know they actually got, they don't suspend some of them boys and some of them girls, some of them boys from going in the girls' bathroom, do they? They don't do that, do they? They allow these damn boys, these transgender boys, going in the damn girls' restroom in a school. They don't expel them for that shit. Back in the day, when I went to school, they'll expel your ass for going in. They'll suspend your ass for going in the women's restroom. Mm-hmm. They will expel a girl for going in men's and boys' restroom. But now, that don't seem to be a problem. But they got an issue with the boys saying something for saying the F word. it's terrible.
Yeah, because the society is promoting this stuff now. They promoting men going in the bathroom. Here, they actually trying to pass laws to permit men going in the bathroom. Hell, look at the sports thing, man. Where they got men in there who claiming we say sometimes I feel like a nut, sometimes I don't. You know, sometimes he claiming he got nuts, and then, you know, I guess sometimes he don't. He's fighting Ultimate Fighting and all of this stuff. Hell, swimming against women, running track against women, biological women. I mean, look at all this crazy this stuff that's being allowed to happen. I mean, you know, in the name of equality. When women been fighting so hard to get the equality they do have, and now shit, you take it back because a dude claiming he's a damn woman, right? And now you want to say, well, so the women, y'all are actually losing y'all damn rights. So y'all, I got to say this right fast. Y'all be running here, cheerleading and be and somehow smiling and cheerleading because y'all see some of these dudes, you got a like gay friend and shit. Y'all think this shit cute, but these motherfuckers are trying to replace y'all. You thinking that shit cute?
I got a little gay friend.
Y'all think that shit cute, but he trying to replace you. And just you think I'm lying? Just keep looking at the sports. Look at it. Like I said, y'all losing the rights that y'all been fighting to get to damn transsexuals. Talking about he a man. So you still losing your rights to a damn man. But,
and bull daggers too. The dudes too, because they carry on smiling these damn, like you were saying earlier, these women walk around like they Ving Rhames. Like the Cleo from Set It Off type motherfuckers. They walk with the bull daggers.
Mm-hmm.
They men cheerleading that bull dagger butt shit too.
But it's not as worse as the men. See, it's always attack on manhood. Like Judge O'Brown say, it's attack on manhood. Man up. It's attack on manhood. You know, you don't see them that push for lesbianism like you're doing for trans. When they say trans men, I mean trans thing, attack on trans. They talking about dudes. They ain't really talking about no lesbian. It's more of men. And they use black men again. Always a goddamn. I remember somebody said a long time ago. Black folks always be used as the scapegoat. And it truly is the black folks they using. I seen this something since I'm on this subject right fast. What's his name? Gavin Newsom, whatever the sucker name out there in California. He just had the, and there's some lady, I guess she was a senator or congressman. I just can't keep up with all these damn folks. But anyway, they asked him when she retired, would he replace her with a black woman? Now, here's the trip part I'm tripping on. Okay, how come you can't replace this person with a qualified person? Just somebody who's qualified for the damn job, whether man, woman, whatever, right? Just qualified for the job. But they want to know, was he going to replace her, I think it was Diane Feinstein. I'm thinking that's William. Don't quote me, y'all, but I think that name just came to my mind, Diane Feinstein. Somehow that name just came to my mind. Y'all look it up. But anyway, I think they said she just passed. I kind of heard something on the radio. She passed recently. So Gavin Newsom, as they say, he's going to live up to his promise, right? He's going to put a black woman. He's nominating a black woman to take her spot. But not just a black woman, y'all. A lesbian. They had to make sure they put that in there. A lesbian, a black woman, and a lesbian. So they kill two birds with one stone. Y'all see what they're doing? See, they and like even that's why y'all see they had to promote with Biden and his thing. Number one, as they lied. I know we off the subject about the church. We'll still get on to that, but we kind of touched on it a little bit. We just somewhere else. It just thought that came out. But when they brought, they faked the funk, did a flea flicker with Kamala Harris. We got to put a black woman at the first vice president. They did that. What's her name? Kanji Brown. Don't even know what a damn definition of a woman was, but they supposed to nominated her as a black woman to Supreme Court. But hell, she can't even tell you the definition of a woman. Now, how did y'all nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court when she can't even tell you what a woman is? So y'all actually didn't nominate a black woman, because hell, she's not a goddamn woman. So she's disqualified because she might not be a goddamn woman. But another whole subject. So they keep on playing this goddamn game, putting these so-called these black women while you pushing you men, making y'all out of goddamn women. So I guess if men get elevated to positions, you're going to have to be a transsexual for you to start getting elevated. Because real men, they pushing your ass out the way. They pushing you out of the way. There's a target on you. Black man and your manhood. I like to hear Judge Joe Brown say that. Man up, because it truly is a target. It's a goddamn big-ass bullseye on men, especially black men. Y'all think they just shooting you down. It ain't just about shooting you down, goddammit. It's about tearing you down and making you out of something. Because, you know, my coworker there, man, they were having this subject the other day at work. My supervisor was going, I got to bring him on the show, man, because he was in one of the, well, he had it. He was in raw form the other morning on the radio we was talking. He was talking about how men are failing as being men. Because we talk about the community, getting back to the community back together. And one thing he said, men are failing as we talk about the Christian thing. He said, men are not really being real goddamn men no more. And he talk about a lot how men is letting a woman run every goddamn thing. Men don't even, be that leadership role in the household. And, you know, so he got to go on in on all that, man. He had a long thing on that. And it was so funny after he got off the radio about 2 hours later, one of my partners, they called me. He's a pastor, Christian pastor. We was talking about something else. And all of a sudden, he jumped on that subject. I hadn't brought it in, bring it up. He jumped on that subject. And he started saying the same thing. I said, hold up, man. I said, Dan, you must have been listening to our conversation earlier. I said, because, bro, you saying the same thing that Superman was saying earlier, man. You saying the same thing, bro. So, yeah, man, men, we got work to do again as we talk about the church. But, Dan, I want to play a little quickly clip right fast. Let me see what we have time. We got sisters and brothers. We thank y'all again for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio. We got 38 minutes live. Let me see. Can I play this little clip? It's a sister from YouTube. Let me see her YouTube channel. Let me see. Her YouTube channel is called Soul Mood. Soul Mood. I saw this one other day and I was looking for something, just going over some things for this topic of conversation. Her thing right here is called, her YouTube channel, like I said, Soul Mood, but this topic that she has right here, you can look it up on YouTube, five ways toxic black churches harm black people. Interesting, y'all. Five ways toxic black church culture, harm black people. Let's check it out, y'all, so let's see what this is, sisters and brothers.
And I am back with another video.
Can you hear that, Dave? First of all, let me see.
It's important for me to make. And before you unsubscribe, just hear me out. Today I'm going to be talking about five ways toxic black church culture actually hurts black people and black women in particular. But before we get started, let me introduce myself. I am Ama Aya, also known as the Do-Less Doula. I teach women how to actually do less.
Carla, I'm gonna come right at you. This is about 10 minutes. I'm gonna call her, come right at you, Carla.
Live more and birth a life of ease and abundance. I'm a conscious living coach, and I teach you how to use your time of rest and healing to really create and manifest a life that you desire and deserve. So if that is something that you would be interested in, please hit the subscribe button, tap the notification bell, like this video so that more people can see it, and share a comment in the comment section. And so let's jump right in. And so before we get started with five ways toxic black church culture.
God damn it.
Five a little fitted, my guy.
My bad. Y'all, let me get these commercials. I should have just edited this.
Really?
Toxic black church culture actually harms black people and black women in particular. Now, mind you, every black church is not like this. So I want you to understand that this is not to bash religion. This is not to attack the fact that you may be religious. That's not what this video is about, but we just want to critically analyze something that actually, in my opinion, harms many black communities. I just want to do a really quick rundown of the history of the black church. So the history of the black church has a very warm and sacred place in my heart. Why? Because as enslaved African Americans, we were unable to read and write. And so the church is really where we got our sense of self. It's where we got our information. It was our CNN, our 1010 wins, where we were able to come get upliftment in terms of our situation, and then hear ways or hear things that were being done to actually get out of slavery. So a lot of grassroots movements came through the black church, such as the abolitionist movement, the suffrage movement. So movements began in the black church, and then they spilled out into society. And that's really how the Black church became the pillar of Black life, the pillar of our existence, because we needed it in order to gain information and to strategically make plans on how we can better our situation. So now I'm going to fast forward to 2022 and the toxic culture that now exists in many Black churches, which turns off people such as myself and a lot of the younger generation. There's a whole movement now to divest from religion and divest from these places of worship. Number one, the first way that toxic Black church culture hurts us is it makes us lazy. And what do I mean by that? Because that can be a trigger. It reinforces slave mentality by making us believe that we don't have the power to change our lives right now. In church, church always teaches us that something is outside of our personal control. A toxic Black church culture always has you praying. Just pray about it. God can change everything. God can heal all things. And I think what really got me is that I would come to church and I would see people basically praying for the same thing for decades. But the reason that I call this toxic is because we all have power. We have individual power to connect directly with our Creator, to change our situation in real time. We are always waiting for tomorrow. When you die, you're going to get your mansion in heaven. Why do we have to wait to get a mansion in heaven when we can get a mansion right here on earth, right now? Is that something that you really want? Why do you feel you need to hold on to a struggle lifestyle on earth just to be rewarded with your mansion in heaven? What that does to us is that keeps us in a belief state that we don't deserve these things on earth. We have to wait until we die to get the things that we deserve. Other races of people enjoy this in the here and now, but we are told in toxic Black church culture that we need to wait in order to obtain a life of ease, a life of abundance, a life of great joy, a life where our cup is running over with blessings. Why? Why do we have to wait? The poverty mindset.
Oh, man, I got to stop 1 second. Now, because what she's saying now, she's saying the Black church, but hell, as Dave was saying, these messianic Israelites y'all be hearing on them corners, they basically doing the same thing with a twist, though, with a Hebrew twist. Because they tell you that you in slavery now, you going through this, but when Yahweh Shai, a.k.a. Jesus, come back, you're going to get all this in the kingdom. That's what they be teaching, the same, basically the same thing with a Hebrew twist. When you get to the kingdom, when Yahweh Shai come back, you're going to get this. Just what she's saying. Yes, sir. Let me finish it all right, man.
Is just kind of like woven throughout this whole thing. And it really puts people in a place of learned helplessness. Like they cannot help themselves out of a situation. Number two, and the second way that toxic Black church culture actually harms Black people, it lies to vulnerable people. Mm. And this is the prosperity doctrine. Prosperity doctrine basically tells us that the more we give is the more God will bless us. And so you will see lots of poor people giving money that they don't have because the pastor has told them that it's going to be in their giving that they're going to get something. And people get very emotional with this, and they're in a belief state that the more that they give something, they're going to get this house or they're going to get this car. The conversation around getting your house or getting your car should not be how much money you give to the church. But there should be conversations around financial literacy, knowing what a FICO score is, understanding your debt-to-income ratio, knowing how late payments actually negatively harm your ability to qualify for a mortgage. Instead of any of that happening, week after week, people are getting the message that if they just continue to give more, they're going to get all these things. And so many of these churches just breadcrumb congregants, let them believe that just coming there every week and praying is going to change their situation without actual actions. Faith without works is dead. Number three, a third way that toxic black church culture actually harms black people is that there is no critical thinking. Critical thinking is actually frowned upon. Because I remember being a little girl and saying to myself, like, how did this boat hold all these people, all these animals, all these things? How did this happen? And the response is always, you don't question God. If you have an inability to critically think, how can you strategically plan to dismantle racism, to dismantle white supremacy, to dismantle...
The best way to get back it. Natural hair is not medical treatment or expensive surgeries. Here,
racism, to dismantle white supremacy, to dismantle social conditions that keep us down. How can you do that? Because if you cannot critically think, you cannot analyze information, synthesize that information, and strategically implement that information in order to obtain a better life. Number four, the fourth way that toxic black church culture actually hurts black people is that the judgment, the toxic judgment and hierarchy. And so this toxic judgment that is really picking and choosing what we don't like and what we consider a sin, to me is very exclusionary. The fifth way that toxic black church culture harms black people, it keeps generations of black women single for two reasons.
Uh-oh.
One, they give you this totally unrealistic partner that you are supposed to be praying to God for. So every time this woman brings a potential date to the church to meet her pastor, he's never good enough, because even if he ticks everything on the box, he's gainfully employed, he loves his mama, he treats people well, he takes care of his children if he has children. Oh, but he's not saved. And then if he is saved, oh, but he doesn't go to church every Sunday. He doesn't speak in tongues. Oh, you unequally yoked. All this stuff has kept generations of black women single. Why? Black women are free labor most of the time at their church. People are coming to clean the church. People are coming to feed the kids. People are coming to put things in boxes. It's a whole ecosystem that's built around the black church, and that ecosystem is built on free labor. I remember I used to go to church, and I was married at the time, and I would see these young, beautiful black women, and they were all single. And I thought to myself, why are these women all single? They all had this unrealistic expectation about the man that they thought they should end up with. And then secondly, they were always in church every time the church doors opened. How? How are you supposed to find a life partner when you always at church? When do you have time to ever design a life that you desire and attract the people into that life that you deserve? So I don't want this video to be too long.
Right,
let me know in the comment section.
Y'all. Let me give her a round of applause. Get your sister standing ovation, as the devil would say. Just one more time, y'all. Y'all go and check it out right there and give her a thumbs up on that video if you like it. Appreciate that video. Her channel is, and I don't know how much of a content she got, but I just go and saw that one. Go and check her out right there on YouTube called Soul Mood. Soul Mood, and that YouTube channel, I mean, that title is entitled, she did that about a year ago. So it's called Five Ways Toxic Black Churches Culture Harms Black People. Let me get this call in here right fast, Brother Dave. Area code 803. Area code 803. I hope I got that right. I'm getting blind.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Peace. See, how you doing?
Peace. Yeah, this is V. How you doing?
All right. Oh, Brother V, how you doing?
All right. Doing good, man.
Good.
Peace to everybody.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Peace to you. Alpha Male, he had to, he couldn't make it in today. He was in here early listening. I read your comment earlier, too, when you was talking about the 5013. I read that earlier.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts, man, brother? Go ahead.
Oh, man. So, like, what that lady said about churches need to do more than just, you know, preaching the gospel,
brother,
and all, you know, do...
Peace.
Peace.
away for a second, but peace, good. Nice meeting you, brother.
Same here.
What did you say, brother?
So, yeah, she's talking about they need to have classes on, like, you know, loans and your FICO score. Like, it should be like a learning center, you know? Because black people, you know, for the most part, we don't really know much. We don't know finances, the home, you know, all that stuff. You know, teach people how to apply for college, how to write a proposal, you know, stuff like that. You know, focus on helping the community instead of just making them feel good and taking their money.
That's right. And you got a point, brother. It's like, okay, I'm going to read some from this other article again. It says, because this pastor was talking about the problem with the churches, this bishop, and he would say Christian training for our youth. He says, we have lost the battle for our youth. Amazingly, many churches no longer have Sunday schools of any means of educating the youth. He said, in Jewish culture, Hebrew school is available for many Jewish children. He said, when the pastor of a church, we were amazed at the children and teenagers who attended for the first time that had no knowledge of the Word of God. Anyway, he just talked about some other stuff. But he was just saying make an analogy that how they losing the battle for the children. Like you're saying, they need no educational programs, no none. But Jewish school, they have what they call tshuvas. Children go to tshuva. They learn, you know, basically the law of the Torah. And not only that, but hell, you notice by them studying the law of the Torah, hell, they basically be the goddamn good lawyers that a lot of black folk get in trouble with. Man, I'm going to get me a Jewish lawyer. Shit, they
do. Oh, yeah.
They taught that from the youth. But going back to what you said too, brother, now they were open instead of having educational centers like you were talking about to teach them finances and all these other stuff. And hell, even children who are having problems learning how to read, maybe having class, because they complain about what the schools are not teaching them. Like they talking about in Florida, they are trying to stop black history from being taught. Hell, a lot of these churches got I forget the name of them. They got like something added on to the churches. I forget what they call them. Life centers. Hell, open those life centers up and start teaching black history. But I noticed one thing they will open the door for, the damn voting polls. I noticed that weird, don't it? I thought it was a separation between church and state, but you open all them church doors up when it's time for election, though.
Yeah, they sure do. They're the fish fry.
Yes, sir. But you can't open them for nothing else. Ain't that so?
Yeah, that's probably part of that 501c3.
Man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you're forbidden to see it. Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, you know, it's crazy. I'm glad you brought that up. Because even with what that sister was saying in that video about teaching the people about the financial score, the credit scores, and all that stuff. You know, that's what the churches should be doing instead of, you know, to lean on financial help. Now, let me put something there, too. I'm going to add on to something you were saying about how, you know, the Jewish people teach their Jewish kids the law and all that. Now, let me add on something there. Now, when you looking at, like, I remember a couple years ago, I don't know if you still talk to the brother or not, but I forgot what the brother you were talking to, who you used to talk to, I think his name was LJ. He brought up about how he wanted to learn like self-defense, martial arts, or something like that, and how he went to the Nation of Islam or something like that. I guess to find out about self-defense and how they were saying how pretty much how he had to join in order to learn that from them. I think that's how it was some years ago. I think you say he brought that up by how Nation of Islam pretty much was telling them how you had to be a member in order to learn, I guess, the martial arts or something like that. Now, listen at this. They, even when you're looking at Nation of Islam, okay, there you know, not just them, but ISUPK has the same shit. They like, for instance, with them, with Hebrew class, they make it so if you're not a part of ISUPK, they won't even teach you a lot of stuff. They charge you just to learn basic shit about the Israelite doctrine. You know, they charge for that. Nation of Islam, they don't even teach a lot of that stuff even to the public. Mm-hmm. You know, martial arts, you know, the MGT, GCC, you know, hell, I'm a former member of the Nation of Islam at one point. They won't even, a lot of that stuff that they teach, that they used to teach the sisters how to sew, how to, you know, cook, they don't even give those lessons to sisters that are even a part of their own temple. They don't even give that to them. They charge them to learn a lot of that stuff, you know? So, yeah, it's they charge. If you're in those organizations, it's not actually free to those people. They're charged the members for that information. So there's a lot of that stuff. Martial arts and Nation of Islam, you know, they had Captain Anthony or something like that. The guy was out there in Chicago. He charges Nation of Islam members to actually learn the basics of how to secure your post. You know, protect your temple from certain things. So, yeah, they charge their own members for that shit. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there.
That's crazy. Like I said, Brother V, we was kind of mentioning about, I kind of talked about something like that earlier. It's like, you know, that's a downside with me on a lot of certain things, organization. They come out to the public and saying, well, we got the truth. Okay, but I got to join your organization to get that truth. I just can't give it to me, but I got to join your damn organization to be able to, as you say, to come get that truth from you. I got to be a part of your organization. I mean, are you saying you for black people or for the uplifting of black people? But I got to join your nation. I got to join your group. Come on, you're not really for that. That's not, you can't be unless I'm with your group. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, everybody got an agenda.
Yeah, man.
Everybody got an agenda, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what it get me. Oh, bro, you know, you come on join, bro. You come on join in the Wabians. Come on join this, join that, bro. And we can really teach you. No, dog, that shit. Well, that's all right. I don't even want it then. You feel me? Because when I get there, I'm really thinking I'm finna get something. Y'all ain't giving me a damn thing. I could have learned this shit on the internet damn near.
So that's how you tell the real from the fake.
Yeah.
You know, when they ask him for stuff.
Yes, sir. It's almost like, goddamn it, watching a Sarnetta thing. They got a debate coming up. Pay $30 to watch this debate between so-and-so. Then you get on there and goddamn it, get to the debate. All they do is showing you some shit they don't research on the internet from Wikipedia and shit. They don't put together some PowerPoint. Shit, man, damn, dog. Look, all you had to do was just give me some keywords to look at. I could have figured this shit out. Man, see, it's life, gang. Go ahead, brother.
And they just reciting whatever they see.
Yep. And quote what somebody else said. And that would be getting me. You think be arguing, man, down what Dr. Ben said. I mean, it's like, and I'm not trying to talk about the dead, but it like, they are, man, if they said it, oh, man, your ass is wrong if you go against what they said, Dr. Clark, anybody else. Because I'm going to tell you, man, it was they just had a debate with a brother named Sekou, who was debating against spirituality and science. And here's this brother, Sekou. He's from Africa. He's from the continent. He's from Nigeria. Now these dudes have been born in America. They ain't been away from America for a long time. This brother had... He can actually speak his native language and all of that. Now, they don't only read books about shit in ancient times. This brother comes straight from the continent, even though I think they say he's living in Canada now. But he was born in Africa, Nigeria. They arguing with this man about African culture and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Now, he's born
That's
on the
ridiculous.
Continent. Yeah. Yeah, they were telling him he was lying. He making up shit about African spirituality. Go ahead, bro. What'd you say, bro?
I'm saying he experienced it. They probably been there to visit. Like, come on, man. How you going to argue somebody that lived there?
And they was arguing from the point, again, John Henry Clark said this, Dr. Ben, Obinga, and Sheikh Antidia. I'm not knocking them guys, but a lot of them, they research. But you trying to tell an African people, like we done spiritual, because Unk them arguing from the point of now, this is something I've been watching. Like I said, this is the new religion. Somebody else said it. I didn't say this. Somebody else had said this, even went on their thing. I think their brother Sekou even said it. Science, y'all pay attention. The science shit to this conscious community is the new religion. It's the new religious movement out now. It is, because these guys, like, again, and I've asked this question, and it was a trip. Sekou asked that question, too. Remember, y'all heard me say it. Show me anywhere on the continent of Africa in ancient times, anything, where you had African people, and I'm using this title, African, where they, as they use this title, atheist society. They didn't believe in some kind of supreme being, some kind of spiritual. I don't give it was 1, 2, 3, 4, polytheism, monotheism, whatever kind of theism. Show me what African people was atheists on the planet, on the continent. But now, you don't know any, bro? I don't know. Because they always want to hop out Kemet. Hell, Kemet, them were some very spiritual people. But now these dudes want to holler about science this. And that's what Sekou was trying to tell them and show them, that there was no difference between African people. There was no difference between science. Basically, it was a difference, but they didn't basically put this differential between it like what we're doing now, what people are doing now. They just looked at it as basically it went hand in hand with each other. It went hand in hand. Like you had to take this course in science or you got to take this course in religion. It just was. It was just a part of the culture, and it were. And that's why Kemet were, and spirituality, they mad science. And he was just showing, but Unk them what these people are doing now, and they getting paid, y'all. I don't give a damn what somebody gonna say. They are getting paid to do this, because you can go back and you listen to Unk them back in the day. They had the Destruction of Black Civilization show, and listen to what they used to talk about. All the things that they are going against right now, they used to promote this stuff in the community. So a lot of these people get paid for all this shit. What's that, bro?
What year was that back in the day?
I can't remember what year. It's been some years ago, but they were all
like,
that's when Blog Talk. It probably was, because I started off on Hip Damn. Oh, man, I've been on Hip Damn near about 15 years maybe now. I think it was in the shit, I forgot, bro. Mike can look it up. Google the Destruction of the Black Civilization show. That was their name of their show, Destruction of Black Civilization show. Because they named it after the Chancellor Williams
book. The book.
Yeah. And that's when Blog Talk was hot back then. Hot Blog Talk. YouTube wasn't just thing. Blog Talk Radio was the thing. Everybody had a podcast back then. And that's when they was teaching a lot of this. Unk just got started. People just started coming on. He used to argue with these people about science. Now he want to tell us about damn evolution and all this bull crap pushed this on us, on the people. I'm telling y'all, better watch them hidden hands. Watch the thing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what these people are pushing, brothers and sisters. Because they push you away as you talk about you being away from spirituality and science. Even though we might...
Used to be with Professor Iself and all those people too back in the day.
Yeah.
He started out Nawabian.
And he just said he reached the practice voodoo. He actually said it the other day on the debate, but I don't think nobody even caught it. Is that not considered a spiritual system?
Yeah. And voodoo people believe in God. They believe in God.
But no, don't let Unc tell it. Unc just say it's dealing with herbs. That's what Unc just tell you. It's just dealing with herbs in nature.
Hey, I used to deal with a damn lady that was into voodoo. And years ago, I'm talking about years ago, she was a little half-breed French Creole girl I used to deal with. Years ago, she was fucking crazy. But she said she believed that she would call her God. She used the Bible to open her voodoo sermon, she said, years ago. I'm being serious.
Damn, bro. You see it? I can plug this thing up. A clip. I played it years ago with this Caucasian dude saying that, bro, how they, the witchcraft, they used the Bible to cast a spell. He was like, that's the strongest book to cast spells with. I think like Proverbs and stuff like, especially with Solomon, because, you know, people want to say Solomon was in the divination.
Oh, wow.
And that's what she was, I'm telling you, she was Creole and Indian. And I'm going to tell you something, she drove my ass crazy. She drove my ass crazy. I stopped fucking with her too. That's one of the reasons why I stopped messing with Red Bones.
Was she from Louisiana?
I think she was born in Delaware, but her family was from there on her dad's side, and her mom was Indian, but she was Creole, French Creole and Indian. But yeah, she was she looked just like Vanessa Williams. And that's what she would talk about, that how she used the Bible to do her shit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? How do you use the Bible? And I was fucked up by that, hurt my damn self. I'm like, the Bible? Because, you know, she kind of tripped me out about that. But, man.
And there's something, like I said, even you have, what's his name, Professor James Small, them, they always talk against spiritual, well, I ain't gonna say they talk it. They'll talk about, like, notice though, they catch what they do. They'll talk against what they call it the Abrahamic religions. They'll talk about that. But then you'll find out themselves, and they make it look like they really against spirituality, or they'll say religion. But you will find out that they're in certain practices. Like, again, Professor James Small. I think he practiced Ifa tradition. And it's crazy though. You look some of that stuff up, right? And they say religion has got our people messed up. But you look some of them names up, and they have it listed as African religions, so on and so religion. But the country community making throw it out like religion. That word religion, it's a messed up word. Now I take it. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I look it up. I don't have a problem with the word religion. Why you say that, Aria? You damn, bro. You messed up, because I go back and say, I tell you, the word religion, let me look it up right fast too, in my etymology dictionary. I like as Tosh Tariq Bay say, the etymon. Oh, we got 5 minutes, y'all. We're going in overtime in 5 more minutes. But so y'all can call in and listen to the overtime at 319-527-6068. But like, yeah, Tosh Tariq Bay, look at the etymon. You look up the word religion, they take you, I want to make sure I still got it in here. The religion, as they say, I can't never how to pronounce it right, religare, something like that. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. Religare, and it means to tie back, rebind. And I'm just using those words because that's the problem right there that people will get you with. See, religion, man. Religion, because I remember I used to hear this all the time. And I used to say, man, I don't deal with religion. They said, religion, man, to keep you, man. They said, hey, that's what they get. They got you tied with religion or bound up with religion. This is bind you, man. It'll bind you. I'm like, okay. I said, yeah, I don't deal with their religion shit either. I said, because listen to other people, man. But I even doing my due diligence. But and when I looked at it, okay, I'm looking at the etymology. It says going back to the 12th century, religare, the state of being bounded by monastic vows, or also action or conduct and inducing a belief or divine power, reverence, and all that. Just trying to find the one I have. But you look up certain parts that go back to the Latin. It says to bind or tie back. I'm trying to find this shit. It's real long. I want to read all of it. It said respect for what is sacred, reverence for a god, sense of right, moral obligation, fear of the gods, divine service, religion, faith, modes of worship, cult, sanity, holiness. There's so many different words that go with this, right? Me personally, I don't have a problem because I look at some of the words with religare. So when we go back again and we'll say, okay, here's a part that said religare, to bind fast or to reply or, you know, tie back and or do again. Now, again, like a lot of us, we are trying to, as folks are in religion, what are we trying, our focus we try to do? We try to tie back, or as I'm just going to say, in certain spiritual systems, we try to line ourselves up and tie back into what we say, the creator. Some might say, when I was in the Wabian, in the Wabian nation, we had this thing called tying back into the vine or retuning ourselves, getting re-intuned. And meaning that we're trying to get back in tune, like when we talk with nature, come one with nature and getting back in tune with the vibration of the earth and all of this stuff, get back in tune. That's it, y'all. Been so long. And so a lot of things we're trying to tie back or get back in connection with our divine selves or with the divine creator. So, I mean, it's just like certain things I want to hold us up, but I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't see when they say religion. Because I've seen, like I said, certain encyclopedias, dictionaries, even spiritual, African spiritual books. I got some books on Kemet that some authors write, and they'll say the Kemetic religious systems. And these are Kemetic scholars. They're not a part of the conscious community either, though. I got to say that. But I'm just tripping out when I hear these guys. And this is what a lot of things, and when you look again, we talk about the black church earlier, how a lot of things, moral principles and fibers that was being implemented to our brothers and sisters that don't do this, teach you how to respect, you know, yourself. Not everybody did it, but, you know, we just talk about it in general. We had certain things that were being taught. Now, if these people got all this damn knowledge today as they talk about, I mean, what's going on? Why is this society so goddamn crazy? Now, because it was religion. This is what they say, too. Religion, man, was used to control you. That's what a lot of this stuff I've used to hear, too. Religion, man, they created religion to control you. Well, some of you Negroes need goddamn it controlling. I'm just going to say, like, some of y'all need some goddamn it controlling. Because now a lot of these days, bro, they out of control. We look on the television, we look on the news and Twitter and all these damn different places. You see a lot of our youth and all of this shit going in here. And I'm not talking about like MK Ultra control. Hell no, not mind controlling like that. But hell, they are being controlled, but in the wrong way. So that's a right, you know, that, so that's agreeable in a disagreeable way for everything. But they are out of control. So you say religion controls you. No, it's not just the religion. See, certain things you won't do out of respect of the divine. You said, might say the divine creator, even the divine in yourself. You know, the your lower you, the and I'm going to get into that one day, the higher and the lower self of yourself. Certain things we just knew it wasn't right to do. So it wasn't that, you know, somebody trying to control you with God. See, there's a lot of them people out that teach that shit. What are they teaching the people? Like I said, okay, because where are these so-called these conscious community centers that's really teaching our people to do the right thing at then? But I forgot, they're not going to have any, because they're going to tell people, well, you born to know right and wrong, bro. You wrong and we're not. Come on, bro. Y'all stop that bullshit. Well, if it's born in us to know, why are so many people out here doing wrong then? Why is there so many things now we're seeing that everything on a decline? This shit is getting wild and crazy. So some people need it. Now, I told y'all a long time ago now, I like, even ain't no Christian, but I told you when they start tearing down and really attacking that church, when that church really go, because one thing, again, because I told you, it's the largest spiritual institution that you have in this country, basically. The largest institution you have in this country is basically Christianity religion. And one thing we see, that people that you see mostly, some that do kind of go after this LGBT movement and all this pedophilia movement, is that you do have a lot of the Christians that's doing. They're the most one that's outspoken against a lot of this stuff. But when you let that go, and that's why a lot of the stuff they want to attack and get rid of the Bible, they want to get rid of religion, as y'all say religion, so they can have their way. So when you get rid of one that damn thing, something else going to take its place. So I'm going to tell you, y'all better watch what you asking for. Like the conscious community, y'all better watch what you asking for. As y'all see a lot of brothers and sisters moving away from it, what they getting into? Because when during COVID, when a lot of the churches, they were talking about a lot of churches did close down. Well, you know, some of them, they closed down for COVID or restrictions. And a lot of people went back, as the church might say, a lot of people backslid. They went back to their old ass ways. But see, when they was congregating with other people, and that's one thing I kind of miss about the congregating part too, a little bit, because that motivates you sometimes. I don't read a lot like I used to. I ain't gonna lie, when I was with them Nuwabians in the Nuwabian Nation, man, when you go to class and you hear another brother, man, talk about, you know, some knowledge and whatever, man, shit, you're gonna go home and you're gonna read. You're going to study, because you're trying to get that knowledge too. You try, like, damn, that brother be going in. You going home, you trying to read and get that knowledge that, like, damn, I'm trying to find out. I will read my ad. I'm buying books out the front. I still buy a lot of books now, but hell, I don't read as much as I used to, because I'm not around somebody like a lot of times that inspire and motivate you to and push you to do that. So that's why a lot of things about sometimes by congregating, that does, you have somebody that will motivate you. You got a lot of these people down. What are these people congregating there doing? You know, so a lot of shit, man, we are falling off. So a lot of things is falling off. A lot of things to blame. Like I said, there's enough blame to go around. So you know, we got to just find that niche to get back right, man. But like I said, but watch the game that's being played, as we've seen with the fall of the so-called Black Power community. I know I got to touch on this one. With y'all seen the infiltration of one called Grandmaster J. Yeah, Grandmaster J with MFAX, that fucking agent. Yeah, notice, it's not just him, though. They came and got all with the first with Black Lives Matter first. Then they came, they seen the militia groups that was on the move. What do? They send in their agent, goddamn Grandmaster J. A lot of people want to go. Then they ran and clicked up with him. I don't know. Y'all had a goddamn organization that was already thriving and doing great thing. Why y'all going to jump out with a Negro? See, y'all didn't do due diligence. You didn't do your homework. Conscious community, people always talk about they supposed to be keen on studying history, but y'all ain't do your goddamn research in your history. This a dude.
Bring the glitz, that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, what's that, brother?
He bring that glitz and glamour.
Man.
You know, that's
and
what the people looking for.
And still, they talk about the church, but they still always looking for a savior. That's their goddamn problem. They always looking for a savior. He was a savior. See, that's just still got them too. They might have been out the church, brother, but a lot of them goddamn in the Black Power community, they still goddamn it looking for a savior. They still coming looking for somebody to save them, and he was their savior, but he tricked the shit out of them. They still in the same situation. Now their organization don't fell apart. You don't hear nobody talking about Black Power, brother. Shit, you better not hear. They ain't gonna say that, bro. How many of y'all heard anybody talking about them Black Power now? Hell no. I don't hear it. You don't even see no resemblance of anything like it used to be. But anyway, going back with even with him, you know, he came like y'all didn't do your background. You got a fool who's supposed to have been running for the president of the United States, who's supposed he ran and campaigned to be the president of the United States. First, he found out he was a goddamn DJ. Then he running for the president of the United States. And then, here's the trip, he even had a Facebook page with his name, John Fitzgerald Jones. Y'all still can look it up, John Fitzgerald Jones. It's still on the internet. He had it on Facebook page where he was getting ready to run for the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party. And he had on there that him and Michelle Obama was going to be running mates. He had a picture up there. I'm telling you that he was getting ready to run. Now, Trump was already in office, but he had a picture that he was getting ready to run again against Trump and running the Democratic ticket, and Michelle Obama was going to be his running mate. And I told people, I was showing them this shit because when I was in the militia, I looked him up. And I went through this man goddamn Instagram page one night. Some of the spirits of man, hey, man, go check dude out. But I didn't really know nothing about him. So I checked it. I went through his goddamn Instagram page like I was in the FBI. I'm checking out every damn thing. I'm watching his hand signs. You know, people be talking about that Illuminati signal. I seen him throwing up all these handshakes and hand signs. But here's some I see a lot of people when they didn't want to bring out. I don't know if they didn't want. Well, I'm going to say some of them didn't want to bring out because I had a conversation with some of these people that they didn't bring out. They were showing y'all videos with Grandmaster Jay, John Fitzgerald Johnson, at a Donald Trump rally. And he was in the stands behind Donald Trump. Now, they were showing y'all the videos on that one. I had a conversation with a famous YouTuber out there. Fuck it, I'm going to say his name. Tahaka Bay. Fuck it, this coach of freedom, we ain't hiding nothing. Tahaka Bay. And I had a conversation with him. I said, hey, bro, I see you keep putting it out about him and, you know, with Donald Trump, so-and-so, so-and-so. I said, did you see that picture with him behind Michelle Obama and Barack Obama standing behind them, walking behind him? There's no way now. Ain't nowhere in the hell that anybody, our Secret Service, CIA, can be not. It was like they was at a rally. And they were walking, and he was right behind them like Secret Service, walking. And they was in those, you know, he was right behind them just like CIA. It wasn't no Photoshop shit, dog. This was like a picture. And he said, yeah, I saw it. So I'm thinking about him saying he saw it. He's going to expose it and put that out because he was going to, you know, he was trying to expose Grandmaster Jay, right? But he never exposed it. I told another sister about it. Like, they got mad at me because I'm bringing this shit out. Like, nah, hey, y'all, this ain't... Because they trying to make it like he was a plant for Donald Trump. I'm like, nah, that ain't it. Uh-uh. I said, this is like some liberal shit. This is some other bullshit that is going on. No, because Donald Trump, like, he would be for the Patriots. But anyway, so they never would bring that picture out with him. And it was on his Instagram page. It wasn't just all on the internet willy-nilly. It was on his page. Nobody would bring that shit out. They kept on trying to throw y'all on Donald Trump, because y'all remember the hatred was against Donald Trump. So they kept on trying to throw that shit out that he's an agent for Donald Trump. But anyway, brothers and sisters, when he started telling black folks on Instagram, when black folks started exposing his ass, he went on social media and said, told black folks now, but he's supposed to be for black people. If y'all start speaking bad about MFAX, we will start killing some of y'all. But
I remember that.
For black people. You heard that one?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible.
See, y'all watch who these people. Now all of a sudden, now they claim that he's in federal prison. I said they took his ass off the case. He came, did his job. Now they pull him off the case. Now he gone in the hiding for a minute. You know how they do it, y'all. Give you a new identity. But that mother sucker, he came and did his job and gone. Because he even had a video where they didn't know what he was recording. He started talking about exposing some of y'all fake-ass dudes out here in the Black Power community. Because y'all just getting paper. You getting that, like, you might not got the 501c3, but y'all got some of that money. They was giving out to link up with him because he was supposed to have been talking about people coming under his leadership. But he had a video where he was saying that now the money coming in, everybody want to get on board. And when he was saying that, the dude was like, hey, the camera rolling. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, sir. He exposed a lot of y'all for money whores that y'all really are. Yeah. He exposed y'all for being the money whores that y'all really are, claiming you so Black Power. Y'all ain't black shit. That's what you are. Excuse my language. You money whores. Anybody, you bought for a price. That's why y'all take out y'all own leaders that really come out here and try to really do something. Y'all take them out the box. Malcolm, Brother Khaled. Y'all are killed.
I told you. Yeah.
Go
ahead. They going to kill them and exile them or in prison. That's the only way.
Yes, sir. And any one of these teachers that come out here and really just teach our people, just, you know, they probably ain't got to be in the Black Power Revolution. They come out here and teach our people the truth. They're going to send some of these knucklehead Negroes out here to discredit that. They'll send them to Sarnetta, them TV and some bullshit, and put Unk them out there. Teach them, goddammit, they primates. They some kinfolks to apes and shit like that. Crazy shit.
Yeah, it's all set up, man. It's horrible, man. Can't get nowhere.
Yeah. What is
we
got
to fix us first.
What is it, bro? Hold on. What did you say again, bro?
I said we got to fix us first. We can't worry about white folks no more.
Man.
We our own problems, you know?
Malcolm even said there, why you worried about them? Shit. I wish I still had that clip. Yeah.
Man, he been dropping knowledge, man.
Man. Because like I tell y'all, man, white folk fucked up. Excuse my language. They messed up. Because you know why I said they messed up?
Oh, they real bad. Yeah.
They believe that same ignorant shit as you, some of our people do. Because they believe that same stupid ass shit. Somebody told them that they were superior to you, and they fell for that science dumb ass shit, too. Yeah, they've been fooled, too. They fell for that shit to believe that they better than you because of their skin color. And they go around acting like that, acting a damn fool. Why are these so-called leaders at the top be laughing at all the ignorant ass? The country old white boy with the pickup truck and the country music blast. I like the country music, too. I ain't going to talk about it. But just that ignorant ass shit, they laughing at you because they got a real diabolical plan for your ass, for all of us. They keeping us divided over this colorism shit. They laughing at y'all. Because black folks in the goddamn meeting room right with them.
Yeah.
Right with them. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I don't know, bro. Like I said, it is a lot of this. Just humans won't have to wake the hell up and get this shit, man. Get rid of these crazy ass, these people with tricking us, messing us up. Black people, we got to be more alert. Quit getting... I know a lot of shit that feel good shit. I'm sick of feel good shit. I'm sick of all that feel good shit.
Yeah, I'm real, you know?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's why I said, you ain't going to get me on my blackness. You know? Like, that's it, bro. Yeah. You can't get me on my blackness no more. Yeah, I've been there. You ain't getting me with that shit no more. I learned about that trick.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, this is... And even with, I mentioned Judge O'Brown earlier, you know, they had an election here in the city last night. And so you how dirty, they don't like Judge O'Brown. Cause they know Judge O'Brown going to expose the hell a lot of this crookedness that's in this city amongst everybody, black and white.
Oh, yeah.
But what they did.
Yeah,
they
he runs for mayor there, right?
Yeah, he were. They had the election last night. Yeah. He didn't win. They had. It wasn't even close. Him. It was bad. Hell, like the damn near 24 people ran, I think, something like that. It was a hell of a lot of people.
Yeah, 24?
Man, it was a lot of them at first. And I think it dropped down to probably about 17, something like that. Oh, it was a lot, man. It's crazy.
Wow.
But they put a, he showed on Twitter, they put a picture. If I see it, I'm going to send it to you. But he showed a picture they took of another city council member, a city council member, and put his face on the ballot like he, that guy was running for mayor instead of Judge Joe Brown.
His name was,
they were doing all kind of stuff. You know, because the LGBT came out against Judge Joe Brown when he tried to run for district attorney here. He is, you know, trying to mention
that.
Yeah.
They're going to go hard on him.
Yeah, he's
an enemy of them.
man. See, they need somebody in position they can control here. And
yeah,
just like all these places, just like the guy in Chicago, that sucker, they need the people going to be yes men. And I don't know about this guy. I don't know anything about this guy that just won. He's a newcomer. Black guy again.
He's black? Okay.
Yeah. Paul Young.
How old is he?
I hadn't even really did my research on him. His name Paul Young. He'd been in some kind of, he hadn't been in the political thing. He'd do some kind of crazy, some kind of stuff in the city.
Is he from Memphis?
Yeah, he's from Memphis.
Oh, yeah. It's probably going to be the same then.
Yeah. He already in the club. He's a lot of people know him around. I don't really know nothing about him, but I forgot what they said he do, but he's probably one of them little puppets. He's going to be one of them little puppets in that club, you know, so he's going to keep the agenda going. Because I'm really, man, looking at this thing like you said, brother. What did, what'd you call it? Totalitism? I can't pronounce it.
Oh, yeah, totalitarianism. Yeah.
I surely been thinking on this since you said it, man, because they got something they planning. He going
to... Oh, they planning it, man, I'm telling you.
Agenda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The pandemic was like the test.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the test, I guess we failed it,
man.
Yes, we failed it bad, man. We handed our arms out to everybody, you know, for that shot,
man.
You know, and just falling for all the BS. It's horrible. We ain't think for ourselves no more.
Yeah. So yeah, they gonna want that plot. They gonna keep on allowing because they keep on talking about we got to stop this crime. No, y'all ain't trying to stop this crime. Hell no. Want it. Because like you said, got the problem they're talking about, bro. Because they got to have that thing, that problem, reaction, solution. They need this problem so we can start reacting. So they can follow, we got a solution for y'all. It ain't going to be good.
Yeah, it's only going to get worse.
Yes, sir.
It's only going to get worse.
Man, that's it.
That's what worried me. Yeah.
Man. Yes, sir. I don't know about bro. I don't know if I sent it to you. I think I did. Oh yeah, I think I did. You probably ain't got to say what Brother RZA Islam.
Oh yeah, I get a chance to see that.
Man, he talk about these drugs out here, man. Well, the psychiatric drugs, and he talking about that they got. There's all these people out here on these psychiatric drugs. And he was even talking about, you know, we always speak against the medical marijuana. He even spoke about that in there. And he was talking about, was it Ritalin? No, what was it? It might have been Ritalin. I got to look this up. But I think he said Ritalin. They had a children on it. It even has cocaine in it. I need to look that part.
Damn,
He was going in hard about all these drugs, these psych medications, like even all these mass shooters that they had, all of them was on some kind of
psych. Oh, yeah, they always on some. Yeah.
Yep. And that's what he was going into. And basically he was saying the mind, like, you're trying to treat a person with a mental illness instead of dealing with their mind, you just putting them on a drug to deal with it. And he was going in, though. He was even talking about Tyrese. When Tyrese was having his little, you know, little rants.
Oh,
a
little breakdown. Yeah.
He was talking about how he was on some kind of psychiatric medication. And he said he had to go to his doctor and tell her, hey, man, take me off this stuff. Because it was making him, the medication that was making him act like that, act out like that.
Man, that's crazy. That makes sense.
Yeah. Nah, that's Gordon Rizzo. Yeah, that's a good man video he was going in on. So yeah, but he was even talking about this THC and all of this stuff, this synthetic stuff they have, and even in this medical marijuana. That and that may be a lot of the stuff a lot of these people acting, for them, like we're making people act out the way they're doing, and it's weed they got. Because here, you're not growing it. That's what we try to tell with Israelite brother one time we was talking about. We're like, well, hell, bro, you're not growing it yourself. You don't know what these people are doing. You still trusting your goddamn enemy with your weed.
That's true.
You call him your enemy and say you don't trust him on nothing else. But you trust him with that fucking weed, though.
You trust
your weed, your liquor. Remember Clone Tyrone, though.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Yes, sir.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's like Frank Hot Sauce. They put that shit on everything.
What's up, man?
So we don't win. These people, man, we can't trust none of this shit. They won't. It's like I was seeing a video. They was talking about Bill Gates, and it was an Asian dude that had a podcast. They were talking about Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, how they was talking about they were trying to ban meat, and they want to make it things now make meat a thing with insects.
Oh, yeah, insects.
Yeah, they said with insects, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy, man.
Yeah. Because
it's all in the movies, though.
Yep.
That was all in the movies.
Because you remember he been buying up all the farmland, and then remember he came out with this stuff. They got that company, Incredible Burger? Incredible Meat or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Impossible Burger or some shit like that.
That's it right there. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Impossible. Yeah, oh, that shit sounds scary. Impossible Burger. Damn,
yeah.
All this shit about plant-based. Yeah, and that gets you because, you know, you're thinking, oh, it's just plant-based, bro. It's good for you. Because, you know, people are trying to talk about getting away from eating meat, and they just talking about eating healthy, eating organic, and eat plants and, you know, greenery. You better watch it.
Doing it even worse.
Yeah, cause even them talking about that. My wife went to Burger King once, and she asked for a regular Whopper, but they end up giving her one of them that plant based burger. Man, she was sick as a mother sucker when she ate that damn burger.
She ate the whole thing.
Yeah, she had her. She's like, you know, she bought it. She's like, man, this thing tastes burger. Then she. Look, I don't know how she found out. Somehow she said, this one of them damn plant-based burgers. And then she went on, hey, you know. Now that, man, she was sick as I don't know what out of that shit, man.
Damn.
Like, damn. Yeah, she was like, man, yeah, a little bit out of that. She was like, damn, I ain't feeling good. But then she thought about herself, damn, what I eat? She said, like, man, I ate that damn burger. She's like, yeah, so we don't even do goddamn special Burger King no more. Because none of that shit really tastes the same. And meat.
Oh, yeah. Ben stopped fast food. Can't trust that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know, brother, have you been, like, I don't, like I said, I don't know if you've stopped. Like I said, we'd be out in garbage and stuff. We'd be stopping at some stores. Well, I did it at a restaurant, though, black-owned restaurant. I've been peeping some, man, this chicken. They've been frying this chicken with damn feathers on it. Have you ran across that where y'all lit out there?
Oh, no, I never seen that, no.
I don't know if you eat chicken or not. I don't know if you still eat chicken.
Oh, yeah. I eat chicken, yeah, but I try to cut back on it, but yeah, I haven't seen any fried chicken with feathers.
Bro, I went to, like, it's supposed to be like a soul food restaurant. Man, I had got some wings. It was a restaurant. People be bragging about it and stuff. I went in and I got, like, oh, okay. So me and my coworker, we stopped, and we got some food. And I like candy yams. I like them yams and stuff. And I'm out like, yeah, and I got some wings. Man, I open the window, I was getting ready to eat the wings. I look, I say, man, God damn it. I mean, bro, it was like, man, these, like, I don't know, like they just killed the chicken and just threw it and chopped it up and just threw that shit straight in on the grease. Man, it had so many feathers still on that shit. I was like, man, it turned my stomach. I was like, oh, hell no. I didn't even try to. Then I
got my money.
But we had already left, so I didn't, you know, I couldn't even go back.
Man.
We was already on the expressway gone. Yeah, I would have, but I was like, shh. But then I've seen it several places, you know, that now, like some of these little stores, they be, I'm like, damn, they don't even, my wife's like, oh no, they supposed to clean it. I said, man, they ain't cleaning. They're throwing that shit in the grease. I be seeing them, especially the wings anyway, still have feathers on them. Sometimes it might not be a lot, but I can see some with feathers on them.
This is a black neighborhood?
Yeah, yes, sir. It'd be, well, let me see. Yeah, it'd be all over. Now, the restaurant, I mean, it was a black-owned restaurant, but, like, sometimes we might just be out in a corner store. Some of them just be mixed. It don't be no upscale restaurant. I mean, like, neighborhoods where we see a lot of this shit at, though. But, it might, you know, it'd be like Arab-owned stores, though. You know, you got to be there. And but other than that, it was a restaurant. Other than them, just like the like Arab owned store. But sometimes black people be they be in there cooking. And I'm telling you, bro, I'd be like, what the hell is going on, bro? With this shit with these wings, I mean feathers on them.
Don't trust that.
Yeah. Next time if I ever see some, I'm gonna take a picture of it and show it to you. Now they are fried.
Yeah,
now.
That's crazy. They fry.
Yep. It'd be fine. So you sometimes you might not like person pay attention. Especially I mostly see it on the wings. So if you don't pay attention, some people probably don't pay attention, you know, but I'm looking at my damn food when I eat. I can't eat my food without looking at it. I gotta see what the hell I'm eating.
I'm turning lights on and everything.
Man, I gotta see. And so yeah, so man, I'm telling you, man, it's crazy what these people are doing. Yeah, so I'm like, if I see it again, I want to make sure I take a picture of this shit, man. I was like, but I'm telling this here, man, I'm telling you, it looked like they just, and this was a black-owned restaurant. It's like they just, man, whoever killed the chicken, they just threw it in the box, and they got it and just threw it right on in the grease. Man, it had so many damn feathers on it. It was ridiculous. That shit turned my
stomach.
That's horrible. Yeah. So, yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
See what else they can talk about. But you've been peeping out. They got this. I'm ready for this movie because I want to see this stuff. You know, we talk about artificial intelligence. But they got this new movie. I don't know if it's a movie or a series coming out. The Creator. You seen that preview?
Oh, yeah. That's Denzel Washington's son. He's in that.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Yeah, that's Denzel's son. The lead in that.
Oh man.
That's like gonna be pretty dope.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what messages they got in it. You know, I like to watch movies to see what messages in it. I'm waiting to see what they got in there right there. What they're telling us.
Hey, I got some movies with some good messages, especially ones from back in the days.
Yes, sir.
I got some movies. Yeah.
Because they was kind of saying, it's kind of showing, I think, from the previews how like these AI was gonna kind of take over, wasn't it? I think.
Yeah. They've been saying that since Terminator, man.
Damn. And even Elon Musk, the man who's into that technology, kind of warned about this stuff.
Yeah, he warned against it, but he's still investing in it, though.
Yeah.
He got companies, yeah, he got stuff to go in your brain and control you, so you can't believe that fool.
Yeah. So you I know? Guess he actually, like, he warning you, but he's telling you what they going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like how the elites do their thing. They put the problem out there and got the solution. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
They put it out there like, hey, you know, like they
yeah.
Like they trying to help. But they ain't,
yes,
they ain't really.
I remember when I used to listen to when Bobby Hemmy was out, man. Bobby Hemmy was out doing his thing when he was doing his thing. I used to listen to him, man, faithfully when he kind of first started.
Oh, yeah.
And then, toward the end, he started getting real crazy with the shit, started mixtaping shit. but he was coming out hard one time. But anyway, I remember him saying, and he was on a podcast, I think it was on the Nikki Love show. So Nikki Love had a show on Blog Talk, too. I think it was on her show. But he was saying something about all this New World Order and stuff like that. We were talking about the Illuminati, whatever he's saying. He's like, the reason, he said, how y'all think we know about them? He said, they so secret, how you think we know about them? He's like, they actually tell us about themselves and put this stuff out and promote this stuff they sells. He's like, you might have one family who might get into it with the other family, and they'll put this shit out about them. The Rockefellers might put this out against the Rothschild. They'll throw it out. He said, but they put this stuff out about themselves. That's how we know about them. ain't like nobody just ran into a top secret file and man, they the ones who put this stuff out about them all. They own still. Like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we could watch certain shows and they have keywords and say certain things, you know? So they put it out there. They warn us. We just don't listen.
Man, yeah.
No, right. That's all it is. It's easy. It's like put it in the book. Nobody ain't going to read it.
Man.
Certain people. That's it.
True.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. Because like I said, people take it for entertainment. You know, like I said, you just.
Yeah, that's all they're concerned about. Sports and movies and shit. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, have you heard about the Ohio kidnapping? That's another thing I wanted to tell you, to you about.
Oh,
man, about 1,000 children missing out of there, man.
Is it the same?
And remember, look that up, man. I'll send you on Instagram. But, you know,
yeah. I
told you
did.
About
yeah,
Ukraine,
I
how they're going to switch it up.
Yeah.
You say
I think
what?
You did kind of touch on that one. I think when I was talking about it, it was like 45 children. That was like in May.
Yeah, so they said, yeah, it was like 50 in a whole month was missing in northern Ohio, somewhere out there. But now it's. I think, like, the whole year has been over 1,000 or something, man.
Damn.
So they talking about they don't know they in gangs or they in human traffic. That's sad, man. That's and white and black, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy. It's been a lot of children been coming up missing here, too. Not as much as, I guess, there, though.
Yeah.
But we don't even
hear
about
it. Yeah, D.C. had a lot of missing children, too. I know D.C. did.
Damn.
Like last year, 2 years ago. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, some toll is truly going on. Because like I said, but like we don't even hear about it, you know, really even hear about it. That
exactly.
was something happened because they don't keep, they keep a lot of stuff. Because they keep a lot of stuff on the hush. It was a guy, it's happened in Memphis, I don't know, about a year ago or whatever. It was a guy, he was going around by the school, and he was catching these young schoolgirls and trying to, you know, bait them into the car and stuff. But he actually got one young girl, and he ended up raping her. And don't you know that the community, they never alerted the community. They had this guy in the neighborhood
trying to get
these young children to he tried to catch a couple of them got away. And he actually raped one, and then he tried to catch another one, a young girl. And then that's when they finally put it out to the community.
Man.
That it was already too late. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a black community too, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Black community.
I swear, behind enemy lines, man. He can't expect nothing else.
And the cold part about it, this new police chief lady we got, she been here a couple of years now, about 2 years. A female. They was really.
Oh yeah, she horrible.
Yeah, you know she the one since that Tyreek Nichols got killed. It started that down.
Yeah.
Like, why did y'all not put out? You were like I said, you a woman. You would have all people would, you know, you would think you wanted this stuff out if you been a woman. Yeah, it was a grown man trying to catch them young schoolgirls. He raped one, and you know he tried to catch a couple of them. They got away, and then he ended up raping one. Then he ended up trying to get another one, and she got away. And that's when they finally came out and told the people, man. See, they don't give a damn about what's going on in our community. The white folk going to make their ass tenant, though. They want that money. They're going to make them a tenant.
Oh, that little Jimmy or Bessie Dean for 2 hours. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they don't, somebody has me to get fired or something, goddammit, if they don't, do something about it. Yeah, see, that's the thing. They just like black people. We got, they don't care. You know, that's what it is. We don't hold these goddamn people accountable.
Yeah, that's number one. So we got to clean our own house out first. Then we'll get the respect. Shit. Our own people don't even look out for us. So it's like, shit. Think nobody else.
Man, yeah. And that's the thing. When we start carrying them brothers about, like I said, about ourselves, about our own situation, like I said, that's when everybody else will. Other than that, they like, shit, man. They don't care, so why should we?
And they only care when it benefit them some kind of way.
Yeah.
They know how to ride the coattails. That's when they'd be down for you. But they ain't from the heart.
Man, like the Al Sharpton, Ben Crump, them.
All of that. Yeah, yeah.
Them ambulance chasers.
Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Man, Oprah Winfrey, boy. You hear about her in the Maui house. There's all kind of conspiracy going on about her in Hawaii.
I think I've seen briefly about it. I didn't get too much deep into it. I think I heard something about her. They found out her, some of the trafficking with her, the African, in Africa with them children over there.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Yeah. Her school or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's old, but yeah, she's buying up a whole lot of land out there in Maui. You know, they had that fire out there.
Man.
So they saying that's a whole, they can't, like, it's a whole thing going on about that on I guess, on the underground, you know, like the news is not reporting a lot of stuff.
So I ain't know that one, Paul. I heard about her in the Rock. I know people were getting mad because her in the Rock was asking for money, donation, but I ain't know they were about the land.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, do a little research. It's a rabbit hole on that. there's something going on with that mountain.
Yeah, because I see they brought
the lasers
land.
From the satellite.
That's
you
what
know?
I was hearing, something like that, because people from the land said, hey, man, you know, because they was even talking about how the police, people were trying to bring food and supplies, and the police
and
department
blocked,
was turning the people away from them.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, who witnessed, who survived, saying police was no help. They were setting them up. That's why people were going in the ocean and stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, these people, brother, I'm telling you, man. We got he's some hell of a time we living in, bro.
I swear, I mean, it's like the movies I've been watching as a child. It's coming true.
Man, yes, sir. And like I said, we've been all this stuff. Like, you remember back in the day, they had Red Dawn with Russia taking over America.
Oh, man,
I
love some Red Dawn.
This movie called China, Dragon Day.
I remember you talking about that. I never seen that one. I got to check that out, Dragon Day. That's pretty good.
Oh, I think it's similar to as China took over America, man.
Okay.
And it the crazy part, it never came out in the movies. How the hell I found it. One of the brothers sent me one time. It was something that, because that's when, what they had that thing, LimeWire? That's when LimeWire.
Oh, yeah, LimeWire, Napster and all that, yeah.
Yeah, brother had sent it to me from LimeWire. That's what they call it. Yeah, that's how I end up. I end up seeing it through LimeWire. And I was like, damn, man. Yeah, it was cold. It was cold.
America quick to ban something if it's got some truth in it. Remember Snoop who sat by the door?
I never
they banned
saw
that. Oh, I'll send that to you, man. It's a classic. I got it.
I'll send that to you.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to seek enough feed because I think Dragon Day on YouTube, I found it once on YouTube. I'm trying to seek it out, find it, the full movie. I see they got it on there for rent, though, but I'm trying to see if I find her.
Yeah, I probably could download. I know how to download stuff. I'm good with that. I don't pay for no cable or anything. I download everything.
Yeah, I'm lying. I'm sick of that. Yeah, I know it's Dragon Day. I'm trying to see full movie. Because I need to see it again. Because I think I had downloaded, but I don't know where it's at. It's on one of the hard drives somewhere. The guy sent it to me. Yeah, they got it on here. Prepper movie, Dragon Day. I just typed in Dragon Day full movie. And it's like an hour and 20 minutes, something like that. Yeah, but they do have it on there. It's kind of crazy how they got it put on there. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it put you in the mind like like I said, Red Dawn, what happened in Red Dawn and a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's just like how they took over and number one, technology. I won't tell the movie what they did with technology.
I can imagine they hacking in and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because when you think about it, all the computer chips and all this stuff that comes made in China and places like that.
Exactly, yeah.
So it would be crazy. Yeah. They wouldn't put a back door in all these damn chips to be able to hack this shit and shut everything down when they making them.
Exactly. Shut the whole shit down.
Yes, sir. America's crazy, man. And then, you know, I ain't going to tell Bob, but there's even one part in there that will tell the movie, but this is something we'd even learn as survivalists. Because it, like, you know, your toilet water, you know, the reservoir in the back of your toilet. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, most people, we be putting that damn, them little blue things in there. I know my wife do, so hell, I can't say that.
Oh, yeah.
We put the little blue thing to keep the water clean. But actually,
yeah.
that was that little reservoir. In a time of crisis, like was in that movie, shit, that would they got their water source from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they showed that in the movie. Yeah, and kind of, you know, when I was in the militia, we kind of, you know, talked about that and, you know, stuff like that and, you know, was telling people if, you know, the train about that, using that as a, water source. If just say, hell, anything, just go haywire, you need some water, hell, there you go. But you can't do it when you're putting them little damn cleaning things off it there. Your water's tainted
now. Yeah,
you
don't contaminate it. Yeah.
Yep. Contaminated.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Because that is fresh water coming through there. But you just think about it as, man, I ain't drinking out no damn toilet.
Yeah, it's the toilet. Yeah, you're right.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to die. Yeah. You do it. But that's not even the toilet.
You do the toilet bowl when you're desperate. There's
yeah,
no more
I
water left.
I'm drinking, like, you know, out of the part where you're peeing and all that. Not that part now. They talking about out of the reservoir.
Not that part.
Back. Yeah. That's,
but you might have to go there if you, you know, run out of that reservoir.
Man.
You know?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I'm telling you, survival is a mother, man. Yeah, but they kind of show it in their movies.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, take your code. Oh, you got iPhone or Android? I think it's on both of them anyway.
Yeah, but I got iPhone. I got both, but I use an iPhone.
Oh, okay. It might be on, I think it's in both of them. And I'll tell you some good apps to get. They're free. I've been having this one on my phone for years. But it's different kinds. They got survival manuals. You get them some survival manuals, and you can get some that they have. When it don't requires Wi-Fi.
Oh, Wi-Fi. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, man, I'm telling you, I have one. I mean, bro, it tells you about everything. When the power go out, how to make kits, how to purify your water, what to do with fire. I mean, you just got everything, bro. It tell you, like, what poison plants are out in the woods, poisonous plants. Shit, I'm just looking for some man-made hazards, self-defense. Yeah, they good. I mean, they good.
Yeah.
Tell you like what
to
do in case of an earthquake, tornado, you know, to try to help you. Yeah, they thorough.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And they give some of them have demonstrations, like, you know, how you try to make a tent and all of that type of stuff. They give you a little demonstration on what to do. Yeah, and it's an app called Survival Manual.
Okay, yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. So, man, that's a good one. But, yeah, brother, I said, man, we just came here. The day he got on down, I figured he got to go to work in the morning itself.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. But, yeah, like, we just came and touched on this something about the man, like the church. And, and you know, but I was talking to, like I said, when I talked to a couple of pastors, and I was asking a couple of pastor friends I got, and I was just kind of, relaying them the message. They like, yeah, bro, hey, we right. They said, man, we got to like that. And they said, we got to do better. They in the church. Like I said, yeah, we have to do better, man. They said,
that's good. He admitted it, though.
Yeah, he said, ain't no other way around it, man. And he was like, and that's when I was talking about my supervisor was talking about men. And that's what he got on us. He said, man, yeah. He said, bro, we failing as men.
Yeah, real bad.
Failing, yes, sir. And that's what he's saying. He said, man, we letting these women run and take over and run shit. It is, they ain't lying on that.
Oh, man, yeah, I've seen that. And women getting abused and men just be videotaping and, you know, just watching with it. Especially black.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I don't know. I tell you, I saw this video on Twitter where this dude was beating this elder lady with a cane. I guess he took her cane, was beating her with a cane. And, man, the people just standing there just watching. Then he made her pull her pants down. He didn't rape her or nothing, but they didn't say he raped her. But he made her pull her pants down and she was laying. He was kicking all in the head. Just a million things. Just
oh, my God.
That. And, yeah, and this black lady was filming it, and she was just so calm, and she was talking to the police dispatch. You know, she was just like,
oh, really?
I don't know, bro. She was just so calm and, well, yes, he's right here. He have on black shirt, so-and-so to describe. I mean, she was real calm and explaining it. And, man, but he broke the cane over the lady's head. And, man, he was beating the hell out. I'm like, I know some dudes right there somewhere.
Damn, yeah. It's like in the middle of the day.
Man, I don't know if it was in the subway station.
Oh, so damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, on the subway station somewhere. Man, yeah, that shit was humiliating. Then he made like he made it pull a pan down. She was laying out. He made it pull a pan down. He just showed him just standing over and he's like kicking her in the head. It's like, damn. Yeah, all the private parts was out. He just started kicking her. And just, I was like, damn, come on, y'all.
That's horrible, man. I can't imagine that.
Ah, man, it's just some sick shit out here, man.
He had to be a damn drug addict or some kind of mental case, man.
Something. And they had on the heading, somebody had on the heading that it was a Hispanic guy beating up a black woman. I ain't never heard no goddamn a Hispanic talking about no bumbleclod.
He's Jamaican.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, because I thought it was Hispanic guy at first. I really couldn't see his face. But when he said bumbleclod, I'm like, hey, there ain't no goddamn Hispanic, man. Somebody put the wrong caption. That was somebody put on the title or the video of the cap. I'm like, hell, that man ain't no goddamn Hispanic. That's a Jamaican.
Yeah. Or he could just be, they in New York and they just be imitating Jamaicans.
Yeah. But
yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, that was pitiful. Yeah.
That's pitiful, yeah. Man.
But you still be on the Twitter or you don't be on the Twitter no more? Dude?
Yeah, I only go on Twitter I have a reason to, but yeah, I don't do Twitter too much.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. You got some stuff on there?
No, I just be on there a little bit. Just be on there a little bit watching video. I might post the shows on there a little bit, but I don't really post nothing myself too much. I just go on there and post up the show, really. But other than that, I've been on there looking at Judge Joe Brown and be looking at other certain things on their politics a little bit. Yes, sir. That's really about it. He's for all skin. Look at that Judge Joe Brown saying about, yeah, there'd be some crazy stuff on their Twitter. But, you know, they kind of let unhinged on Twitter now. They don't. They ain't like it used to be where they were, banning them from saying shit, blocking people. So it'd be a lot of stuff. They ain't like the Facebook. Well, I don't know if Facebook like that. I don't know. But that shit crazy. Yeah, I'm looking at a lot of crazy. And it's crazy. Like Facebook then wouldn't let you put it back in the day. They wouldn't let you put nobody no knowledge on there. But now they got all kind of half naked ass women, all kind of shit on Facebook.
Oh man, that's what they're not about knowledge. They're all about corrupting the mind, man.
Yeah, but
that's all they want to do. Corrupt.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn, man. I'm looking at this video they showing here, man. All these people crossing the border trying to come in America. Like, God. Damn,
oh, man, did you see the one when they in, where they're on the border of Colombia and some other country, and there's like hundreds of them all praying, singing the national anthem or something. It was crazy.
Damn.
It was deep as hell.
Damn,
crazy,
yeah.
Man. Boy, they're going to take over, man. 50 years, they're going to run this country, I tell you.
Yes, sir.
They're going to run. I can see it.
Man. Yes, sir. Damn, let me see if I screen share this one. I need to bookmark. See something about a video. I'm seeking out play this one right fast. I don't know what it is. She said Chinese woman talking about Asian being is in the black community. Let me see that one. I just booked my.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I know what you're talking about. I've seen that one. And she right, though.
Okay, I hadn't even seen him. I'm trying to see, and I pulled it up. I just bookmarked it. I was just thumbing through.
Really important. Asian Americans were redlined from opening businesses in white neighborhoods.
Oh, tight damn. I'm going to cut my Bluetooth off. Okay, let me cut this back on right fast. I want to play this one. I want to see what she's talking about.
Yeah, she's speaking truth.
I didn't want Asian Americans profiting off of white people. But because the Yes, this is really important. Asian Americans were redlined from opening businesses in white neighborhoods because white people didn't want Asian Americans operating in their neighborhoods and didn't want Asian Americans profiting off of white people. But because the positionality of Asian Americans is weaponized to oppress black people, Asian Americans were being given loans to open businesses in black communities, even though black people were not able to receive loans to open businesses in their own communities. And as I've said before, as a result of this, black wealth is essentially paid out twice when it goes to Asian American businesses, once when the individual pays for the goods or services, and then again when the Asian American business owner removes the profit from the community. Because usually people open businesses in their own communities, and this is mutually beneficial, where the business owner is making a livelihood off of providing goods and services to their community. And by being a member of the community, they're contributing and they're investing back into the community. This is an ideal situation, and that is not what happens with Asian American businesses operating in black communities.
Damn. Cold time.
Yeah, she went in on that. Yeah.
Man, yes, sir. Ain't that a crap. And I remember, let me see what we got, like seven minutes before we go off. I remember somebody was saying that, you know, like even with the whole thing about this, I think we did a show on it years ago, man, about, and I asked this question, and a lot of elders came through and gave some info on it. But I think I did something like, did integration hurt us? Something to that degree, and we did a show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It definitely hurt us. I believe that, for sure.
Yeah.
How we come from hospital, you know, having doctors and on buses, banks. I think even airplanes and shit, from certain cities, had all of that, and now we ain't got shit, barely own a house out here.
Man, deep, you know? like you said, deep time. In the hood, like deep in the hood, where you think, man, won't nobody want to come hang out, like, man, hell, well, black folk down be scared to goddamn it drive through, but you going to see that goddamn A-Rab at the goddamn store.
All
store.
Day.
I don't even really
fools
know.
Fools hanging around.
Yep, there you go. I don't even know where a black-owned store is anymore.
Man.
I mean,
we got some black-owned businesses, you know, but, yeah, it's like 1%, you know, a small-ass percentage. It's nothing like how it was, you know, when my mom and grandmother was around. They had shit then.
Yeah.
It's crazy how it's all backwards now, man.
Yep. Like I said, you had to
like
corner
all the
store.
Opportunity. Yeah. Yeah. We have all the opportunity, but we ain't got shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We got plenty of money. I mean, no, we got money. Like I said, the corner stores. Like I said, you know, you can go to the store, man, tell Mr. Jones, give me some of that cut bologna, man. I tell him I pay him Tuesday, put it on my tab and all that old. When I get my check, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. All this shit gone. Damn, but, you know, something there, bro. I don't know, man. What happened? Well, like I said, I remember going. That's what I was saying. Some elders were saying too that. So I guess we wanted to be so included so much we gave up our shit just to be included and say, man, well, we don't want to discriminate against people, so yeah, let them come on in, and you just gave up too goddamn much in the name of inclusion.
When they say Master Ice Colder.
Ice cold
over here.
Yeah,
man. I'm
Damn.
Telling you. The hell with that inclusion, man.
Man, yeah.
I'll never be against with that. Never.
Yeah, some folks like say, "Hey, bro, cool. You go on a little bit right here now. You can't have every goddamn thing now. Hold up, bro. We gotta have some of this shit. Like Elijah Muhammad said, we gotta have some dessert for ourselves too. Die. Hold up, die."
Yeah, you got black folks want to invite them to every damn thing, cookouts, to the damn wedding. They want white people everywhere, all around them. It's like they can't live without them. There's black folks that think like that. It's horrible.
Yep. Man, you see, even
I got family members
too
like that.
You see HBCU all mixed up and shit. I told Jackson.
Oh, yeah,
I've been into this football. Jackson State got a damn female punter now. I think she's white.
They got a female punter?
Bruh. A female. I think she, I want to say she's white. She might not be a European descent. But I know damn they got a female punter on the team.
Man, I got to look that up. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was something I was looking at and it popped up. I was like, because people would make, oh, it was a guy on YouTube. And I'd be looking at one who got a black conservative channel. And he showed it. Like, what the hell? Yeah. Man, bro, they told me it's here in Memphis, a guy, I was telling the guys about it. They like, bro, that ain't nothing. They said they got it's a high school football team here. Bro, they got a female as a running back, bro, at a high school. I said, bro, y'all got to be bullshit, man.
Oh,
they
you
said,
got to.
Nah. They said, bro, she made a running back, and she running over. They said, man, she running over, dude. I said, man, y'all bullshit.
Oh, man, you got to send me a name of that school. I got to look that up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
I have to see the clips of that.
Who the hell asked me? Who told me that? I'm trying to figure. Well, I can call their ass.
That's in Memphis?
Yeah, here in Memphis. I'm just thinking I found who that called my coworker.
It must be a big girl, boy.
I don't know. I said, bro, y'all got to be playing.
Be.
They said, no.
She
got to
be a big girl.
Bro. They said, she be running over dudes, too. I said, running back? Shit, I got to Google that. I didn't ever think to even Google it. Maybe I can find it. But, yeah, they told me what school
amazing.
It was. I was like,
okay.
Damn. Yep, say a female running back. I said, fuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, dude. But yeah, the HBCUs, man, it's no wonder they gave them so much money. Yeah, that's why they gave them so much money. But, you know, a lot of them was started by white folks anyway, so. And,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
How we don't know that either.
Yeah.
Howard
University.
All, yeah, a lot of them.
Spelman. Yep. More Howells. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of them. Like, even Howells was. I was talking about that about a couple of weeks ago. Howard was like Morehouse. It was started out to be a seminary school. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Dr. King went there. Yeah, man, this shit is crazy, man. And I was trying to help my coworker. I was talking about, man, you better study some of these Boulé guys, man, about that Boulé shit, man.
That Boulé.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Boulé very well.
Because I was telling you about the guy, Pionki talked about him a couple of weeks ago about the new name, Harrington, that was running for mayor. He lost. Good. I can't even say good or bad because all of them motherfuckers will be
all no good.
Yeah, they're going to be fucked up anyway. But but he's a Boulé. Like they had two black mayors that was in this city that did run. I mean, it did win. Hell, both of them Boulés. Now, the Boulé chapter that's here in Memphis is called the Deltas, and both of them in it. I had the actual documents with that shit in it, man. I had actual documents with every Boulé in the goddamn United States, every black person name in that mug. I used to get the magazine, the Boulé Journal. Brother Eric had hooked me up with that one. Man, we used to get all kind of information. Me and Eric, we used to get the journals. They had Barack Obama in the damn journal and everything. We used to get the monthly magazines. it's a cold game. So, yeah, man, these damn people, bro. That's why I don't respect WB Du Bois. None of them are uppity Negroes, bourgeoisie Negroes.
Back, yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, brother. We got about less than a minute and a half, brother. Appreciate you, brother Beaver, hanging out with us. Man, appreciate that, bro, dropping the knowledge. But, yeah. Hey, but you don't know when that thing coming out, do you, that right fast? You don't know when about the crater, did it? Was it this month?
Damn, I don't know. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I'll try to find it. Yeah, but I'm still about to find this thing too. Okay. So I'm going to try to find out, about that running back. I'm going to send you this, and then that chicken.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. You got a, like, Dropbox?
Oh. Yeah, I got a Dropbox.
Oh, you got Dropbox? I can see you got Spook Who Sat by the Door.
Oh, okay,
that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't like that.
I got to send it to you. Okay, I got to remember my login information. I'm going to send you.
Yeah,
send
me
you.
That.
I got you.
Okay.
All right, peace to you, brother. Show appreciate it. All right.
No doubt. Till next time.
Yes, sir. All right, thank y'all, fam, for tuning in to Culture Freedom Radio Network. Man, I hope we said something tonight, man. Put a little stain on your brains. Thank y'all for tuning in, and y'all be safe out there, brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful weekend. Till next time, Culture Freedom, we out.